This is the battle of Pennsylvania versus New York. Welcome to the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic on WESB Sports, AM 1490, B107.5 FM, and 100.1 The Hero, and streaming online at WBRRFM.com and in The Hero's mobile apps. Live from Parkway Field in Bradford, here's Jimmy Kelce.
Good evening and welcome into the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. We are here broadcasting from Parkway Field ahead of the 49th iteration of the Big 30 game, nearly $2 million raised for charities in the area. And Cam, we are set tonight to see the All-Stars, the graduating seniors, get at it. We've got Pennsylvania and New York out in their own end zones now, getting announced, and we're about to do the same as we look now at the Pennsylvania and New York All-Star list. We'll read through those in just a couple of minutes, but it's a beautiful night right now for Big 30 football. What do you think?
I get excited about three things in my life, Jimmy: Thanksgiving, Christmas, and football days.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of football days, by the way, considering you also coach the Bradford Raptors.
That's right.
Cameron Snodgrass alongside Jimmy Kelce here, and our sound engineer and producer Andy Paulson back at the stadium. And again, it's probably 70 plus still as the sun lingers up over the mountains there. And we're getting ready. New York on the right side in their blue, Pennsylvania in the red, and ready for the 49th Big 30 All-Star game. Now, a few Bradford names have made the list tonight. Obviously, we're most familiar with the Bradford rosters as we just went through and did last season with them. Couple of seniors tonight. Dalton Dixon, specifically, he had a heck of a season with the Owls in his senior year.
Yeah, Captain America.
That's right.
At one point was leading the state of Pennsylvania in receiving yards and touchdowns.
Right. And we mean weeks in, not after the first.
Oh, yeah.
The second week
through
the season.
Yeah. Yeah, he just tore it up last year. I'm excited to see how he does against the All-Stars here from New York, see if he can pick up where he left off from this past season.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be seeing Dalton as well. Elijah Fitton will be out there from the Bradford Owls. Nolan Gonzalez will be out there as well. So a couple of familiar names for us. And then, Brett Thompson as well on the Big 30 team.
Yeah, Brett is, but he is out with an injury.
Yeah.
So he will not be playing tonight.
So we'll go through our Pennsylvania and New York All-Stars in just a moment. But first, we're going to pause for a quick break. We've also got a lot of sponsors to thank. So many sponsors this year for the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic, including the Model T Inn, Jimco Sales and Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Thacker Development, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, WR Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shambita Floor Coverings, Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust. I think we unofficially broke a record this year.
Yeah, we did.
For our sponsors. So thank you to all of them. And that was just a few of them. But again, we'll take a quick break and we'll get ready to read off the New York and Pennsylvania All-Stars. We're going to need a few minutes for that. And as we wind down now, just about 17 minutes away from kickoff for the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Are you sick of having a messy basement or messy backyard? Do you have a property that just needs updated? Tim Bogue at Bogue LLC is your local handyman. Whether you have a home that needs cleaned out, yard or construction debris removal, general contracting, or even snow plowing, Tim Bogue is the guy to call. Tim's goal is to leave you with a smile on your face and a clean new estate. Tim is also offering dumpster rentals. Call Tim at 716-713-8631. Bogue LLC. No job is too big or too small.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for Big 30 Football. As you can hear the crowd in front of us here, the cowbells are going. And it's an August Saturday night. We're ready for Big 30 Football, kind of the unofficial start to the high school football season. I believe the Owls' first game is the 26th, if that sounds right, or whichever Friday is nearest to that. They'll be starting off on the road, and we'll obviously be traveling down. I think Punxsutawney is game one. Tonight, here for Big 30, to recognize the seniors that graduated last year, the All-Stars, across the New York and PA side of the border. So, Cam, why don't you run us through our New York, our 2022 New York Big 30 All-Stars.
Yes, sir. Playing out of Southwestern High School in Jamestown, we have Jason Nee. Number two, out of Portville, Ryan Stillman. Number three, from Randolph, Joshua Bush and Luke Paget. Number six is Rayleigh Silvis. Number seven is Lucas Marsh. Number eight, Julius Childs. Number nine, Brody Hopkins. 10, Zach Winters. We're at number 11, Alexander Perkins. Number 14, Jameson Pittman. 17, Gavin Phillips. 19, Maddox Browning. 20, Christian Hines. 21, Gage Furl. 22, Dakota Moshko. 27, Jack Buncey. 28, Brandon Cornelius. 31, Cole Headland. 35, Michael Swimline. We're at number 37, Logan Granoles. Number 50, Sean Remsen. 52, Connor Ferguson. 55, Joshua Lee. 57, Andrew Boyla. 58, Nate Harrington. 61, Ethan Frank. 63, Benson McComsky. 64, Lloyd Kennicott. 68, Josiah Jarkinski. 69, Caleb Plotes. 72, Devin Cades. 73, Landon Bragg. 74, Jody Frame. 75, Camden McDonald. 76, Mr. Jack Langdon. 77, Cody Shinners. 78, Alex Coder. 82, Logan Ellis. And 89, Matthew Giardini.
So that's your 2022 New York All-Stars. And again, just reading off the list here, I believe there was a couple names to be added. Number 18, Braden Ellis, playing from Bolivar Richburg. I believe 44, Joel McLaughlin from Frewsburg, also added in there. And we had one other one, number 67. That's Dante Hoos of Southwestern. Oh, okay. So we've got that's your 2022 New York Big 30 All-Stars as they are actually starting to take the field right now as well. Now we'll do one more quick break as we get ready to announce the Pennsylvania side of the border. And we'll be right back with more Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products, reminds you to play it safe this summer. Whether you're enjoying a cookout, a day at the beach, taking a vacation trip, whatever your summertime brings, please remember to drink responsibly. Be sure to choose a designated driver if alcohol is in the plans. And above all, have a great summer. A message from your friends at Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Who said that small-town markets don't exist anymore? Charlie's in Port Allegheny is bringing the small town market back to life. Whether you're craving a delicious fresh sub, a hot savory pizza, or food for the road, Charlie's has it. Charlie's treats every customer like family, so give it a shot for some of the best food in Port Allegheny. Charlie's is located on Route 6 next to the Ambulance Garage in Port Allegheny. Call 814-642-7110 or stop in. They also offer delivery. Charlie's, a little place with a big taste.
Tired of seeing that ugly beast called your backyard? Don't want to fight old man winter anymore? Luckily, the professionals at Hometown Lawn Maintenance covers everything from mowing, trimming, mulching, to shoveling, plowing, and de-icing. Hometown Lawn Maintenance are experts in property care and are here to serve you. A fully insured and veteran-owned company, Hometown Lawn Maintenance is Bradford's go-to lawn care company. Call for your free estimate, 814-331-2052, or visit them on Facebook.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back here at Parkway Field for Big 30 Football on WESB Sports, the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic, the 49th iteration of the game. A little side note on that, it's actually going to be, and this will have to be recorded somewhere in history books, I'm sure, it's actually the 48th game, but the 49th set of teams.
Oh.
Because they had the 47th. Big 30 All-Star game was canceled during 2020 for the pandemic,
yep.
But they still wanted to recognize the All-Stars. So they announced those teams would be the 47th iteration of the game. They unfortunately never got to play, but they were still recognized as All-Stars. So in the counting, while it's the 49th iteration, technically the 48th game. Big 30 Pennsylvania All-Stars tonight on the PA side of the border, wearing number one, playing out of Warren, is Cody Vega. Number two, from Bradford, Elijah Fitton. Number three, from Port Allegheny, Chase Weimer. Number four, from Smithport, Alex Ogden. Number five, from Smithport, Brandon Higley. Number six, from Cameron County, Dylan Ryder. Number seven, from Kane, Harley Morris. Wearing number eight, from Port Allegheny, Anthony Wiley. Number nine, from Smithport, Noah Lent. Number 12, from St. Mary's, Christian Coudray. A couple of familiar names here that we've mentioned a lot during our broadcast. Number 14, from Bradford, Dalton Dixon, Captain America himself. Number 15, from Port Allegheny, Peyton Spencer. Number 16, from Warren, Gage Schaefer. Number 22, from Sheffield, Cooper Traister. Number 23, from Kane, Shane Ackley. Number 24, from Ridgeway, Johnsonburg, Cameron Marciniak. Number 26, from Ridgeway, Johnsonburg, Tyler Merritt. Number 28 from Otto Eldred, Chance Palmer. Number 30 from Eisenhower, Mike Jones. Number 33 from Ridgeway, Eric Saulberg. Number 46 from Bradford, Nolan Gonzalez. Number 50 from Smithport, Travis Cooney. Number 51 from Otto Eldred, Cohen Walker. Number 52 from Eisenhower, Gannon Jacquet. Number 53 from Ridgeway, Dan Park. Number 54 from ECC, Joe Gessie. Number 55 from Kane, Jake Costanzo. Number 56 from Cameron County, Taylor Geithner. Number 57 from Ridgeway, Hunter Wall. Number 60 from Eisenhower, Drake Vanderhoof. Wearing 62 from Cameron County, Derek Cherry. Wearing 63 from St. Mary's, Colton Swanson. Number 64 from Cattersport, Caden Blenair. Wearing 66 from St. Mary's is Connor Bullers. Number 67 from Ridgeway, Johnsonburg, Kenny McKenna. Number 69 from Warren, Easton Holtberg. Number 77 from Otto Eldred, Jacob Kaufman. Number 78 from Port Allegheny, Davon Cromer. Number 85 from Warren, Justice Green. Number 87 from St. Mary's, Connor Straub. Number 88 from Sheffield, Tony Richards. And injured, but still on the list, is your Bradford Owl, Brett Thompson, who, as we mentioned, obviously won't be playing in the game tonight, but still is will go down as a Big 30 All-Star here on the Pennsylvania side of the border. We've got a few minutes left before we get into our national anthem. I do want to take a moment to thank some more of our sponsors, because there are a lot to get through. Greg Insurance and Financial and Fitzer Ford, both in St. Mary's. Mentor Contracting and Allegheny Eye Care in Kane. The Beauty Lounge, Hayden Auto Detail, Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Lawn Maintenance, Auden McHenry Pharmacy, Copy Connection, and Just a Vet Selling Cars. So a lot of sponsors tonight to thank, but we appreciate all of them helping us bring you Big 30 Football tonight from Parkway Field. Cam, as we near the game here, you got anybody that you want to keep an eye on? Obviously, I'm most familiar with the Owls and some of the guys that we've seen, the big names, the Christian Coudrays that we've seen. But is there anybody else that you know from the football world?
Hey, I want to see how our Marciniak from Ridgeway plays, because we said his name a lot last year.
That's right.
I want to see how he does behind a bulky O-line, because Ridgeway was still somewhat of a smaller O-line. So I want to know how he looks running behind the big dogs here.
Yeah, that will be another thing to pay attention to is the kids, they've played their entire, this is, obviously graduated seniors, and they played their entire career, most of them, with the same teammates and with a few changes here and there. Tonight they're going to be thrown in. I mean, you heard the mix of schools represented from all over both sides of the border. And we'll see a lot of times that first quarter is a contest of who gels in the quickest. I mean, who gets started the fastest, who which team kind of gels together with their new teammates right off the bat. And that's always an interesting thing to look at here early on in the game. And then they start to settle in a little bit. You hopefully by halftime, they start looking a little bit more clean, fluid, quarterbacks reading where wide receivers are going a little bit better and where they're going to be. You got to gauge the speed and all that stuff. So should be an interesting first half of football, at least.
Yeah. And I also, Brody Hopkins from Pioneer, I couldn't think of his name off the top of my head, but yeah, I remember I think he was on All-State for New York too, or he got recognized by the state. I want to see how he does today too. I did get a chance to watch PA practice a couple times over the course of the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will say, and Mr. Benkowski and the coaching staff are trying to play a very physical and intense football game. Like, basically relentless is how I'm trying to say. Like, picture the 85 Miami Hurricanes, the 2002 Baltimore Ravens, just go out Campbell style.
Dan Campbell, bite their kneecaps.
Yep. Yeah, bite their kneecaps. And that's what they're trying to bring today to the Big Dirty game. So
I like that. I don't hate that at all.
Yeah, and also, I believe it's Southwestern's first time coaching in the game, the Big 30 game too.
Oh, right.
Yep. So I'm curious to know how they handle it. And I heard nothing but great things about this coaching staff. So I'm curious to see what they have implemented for the game today.
They're going to be there. A lot of these kids aren't going to go on to play, you know, meaningful games somewhere in college. So for a lot of them, it's a kind of their last taste of a sport that they've played for most of their lives and have loved and have poured a lot of time and dedication into. So you want them to go out on a high note. The coaches know that. Obviously, the fans recognize that. And you just want kind of let the seniors, the graduated seniors, the all-stars shine and give them one last run out on the field. Some of them obviously will go on to play some sports in college, but that's not a guarantee. So right now it's nice to get one last taste on the gridiron. Looks like we're getting ready to line up for the national anthem. We'll be set to take one more break before kickoff. And then we'll be set to go, getting our taste of the 2022 Big 30. So we'll see how quickly they jump right into it.
I've been itching for football. So
it's a welcome sight. Yeah, we had the Hall of Fame game on Thursday, and now we've got Big 30. So here comes the national anthem. We'll take one more quick break, and then we'll be back with kickoff for the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
The Perfect Blend Coffee House and Eatery provides a relaxing atmosphere to sip and dine with fresh brewed coffees, espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, and an assortment of teas and sodas. Enjoy your beverage with a signature sandwich, salad, wrap, or fresh baked goods. The Perfect Blend offers a place of community to meet, talk, relax, work, read, study, or draw while enjoying local flavors with great coffee and eats. The Perfect Blend in the historic Opera House building on Main Street in Cuba.
Josh Lundy, just a vet selling cars, is the go-to car expert. His goal is to get you the highest trade value possible on your trade-in while putting you in a ride that you'll love. He's not your typical used car salesman. He'll offer insight, find out what's a good fit for you, and show you the latest GMC, Buick, or Big Ballin' Cadillac. Or check out his options for the cleanest pre-owned inventory in the area. Find Just a Vet Selling Cars on Facebook at Josh Lundy Rick Bachman, or shoot him a text or call 814-598-5839.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner its way for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Beautiful national anthem.
And well, that's done. The national anthem from Parkway Field ahead of the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. Here's simulcast across WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, 100.1 The Hero. Also streaming on the 100.1 The Hero app and WBRRFM.com. So however you join us, we are very appreciative. as often, as the case before the Big 30 game, don't know our starting lineups. That's why we read off the complete teams there in our pregame coverage. So we'll have to see. It'll be a surprise. We'll learn as you do on the air who exactly we have starting out. We do have the captain's about to come out for the coin toss. If I can, 12, 59, and 55.
Yeah, I think Coudray's won for Pennsylvania. We got Coudray.
Jake Costanzo. 9 would be Noah Lent. Yeah, that makes sense. That
strikes dog.
And what else did we say? 50.
55.
Is Travis Cooney. 55 is Jake Costanzo. Yep. And the New York captains also approaching from the other side. Number 2, Ryan Stillman. Number 52, that'd be Connor Ferguson. Is that 10?
I believe that's 10. I think that's Zach Winters. Winters. Yeah, from Frewsburg.
And 77 also, that's Cody Schinners of Salamanca. So we'll wait and see the results of the toss as the sun starts to dip back below the trees.
Is there a more beautiful sight than at Parkway
Field? Parkway Field shaded by a descending sun.
That's right. Got beautiful popcorn clouds up in the sky.
It is a welcome sight to see blue skies on Big 30 night. The last few years, obviously we had to take the COVID year off in 2020, but the last couple of years that I can remember have been storms, rain, a worry of lightning. The one year, I believe we were delayed slightly because of a lightning strike within the first hour of kickoff. Going back to my brother's senior year, off the top of my head, 2011, 2012-ish, that game was actually delayed overnight. They finished it on a Sunday.
Yep, that's right.
They played on a Saturday night, got to about the third quarter, I believe, maybe halfway through the third. They had to put an end to it that night, come back on a Sunday, and play the rest of the game out there.
You know, I will say, just looking out here, just number 8 for PA, Julius Childs from Olean, probably has the best hair out of anyone I've seen.
He's got the good hair.
Oh, yeah, he's got the mullet, the long hair. He's rocking it.
Julius with the good hair.
I love it. Love to see the different haircuts, too, because the mullets are back in. Brother, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They're back in. That's the thing, and I love it.
Seen some mullets. If it's done right, you can pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Captains make their way back to the sideline. See who has first possession. Looks like Pennsylvania will be – looks like receiving.
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania will be receiving the opening kickoff.
24 looks like our return man for PA.
They are working from left to right on your radio. 24 for Pennsylvania will be Cameron Marciniak. Again, makes sense.
That's a dog. I remember who I compared him to. It was Christian McCaffrey. His jump cuts and everything.
Strong.
In between. Oh, yeah. Powerful runner.
Strong, fast, downhill runner. And that's not afraid to run through someone as opposed to around him.
Nope, and if he makes that jump cut, I'm pretty sure there's still a set of Bradford Owl ankles somewhere on the track, too, from last year.
Yeah, you may be right.
Oh, hey, I remember that play last year.
A couple of big boys up in front of them here, ready to set some blocks, and we'll see if Pennsylvania can come out with a bang. Obviously, New York will be looking for a big stop, so that way when this, they get the kickoff after halftime, I believe they made the right decision there.
Yeah, I think Dakota Moshko from Portville is going to be kicking it off for us.
So here we are. The ball is up, and we are officially underway. A bit of a squib kip goes across the field into the hands of Marciniak at the 25, across to the 33 on the return. And that's where he's taken down, and the Pennsylvania offense will start from there.
Wasted no time lowering his shoulder, didn't he?
No.
Immediately.
A little bit of a jump, and then just went right into the pile. So it looks like actually the 34-yard line is what we'll start off, first and 10.
Yeah, and I think we got Noah Lent, a starting quarterback for Pennsylvania.
Noah Lent out of Smithport, called his name a few times in, over the past few years. Written that name up plenty of times for D9 Player of the Week. Here he is taking a quarterback keeper up the middle, and it's going to be a short gain.
Yeah, we gain about 3 yards. Pennsylvania came out and twins right, single left. there too for a quarterback keeper.
Looks like they'll stay. Oh no, double twins here.
Yep, double twins.
Double twins with one man in the backfield for Lent. We'll see. Try to make out some of these numbers as we go. Lent sets down from the shotgun and will take the snap, drop back, looks to his right, and the pass is bobbled, and it goes off of Alex Ogden of Smithport. So a little familiar connection there, but doesn't end up with a completion.
Not New York had that well covered, and they got pressure. Number 8 from New York, Julius Childs again.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Julius with the hair.
Yep. Yeah, he came in, broke the right tackle, and got into the backfield. We got double twins again, one running back in the backfield.
For 3rd and 6, Pennsylvania looking to convert. New York looking to make them go 3 and out, and there is going to be an offsides on the defense.
Yeah, that was our guy, Julius Childs. I cursed him.
Julius with the good hair kind of Lent got him to jump on a long count there. Got Lent to jump. Gives him an extra 5 yards. So it'll be 3rd and much more manageable. And now with 2 men in the backfield alongside Lent, it's a handoff to the right side, up the middle. It's stuffed. New York looks to have gotten the stop. It's going to be close.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. Yeah, he had a good bolt there before the play got whistled dead. I think, yep, they got it.
That's going to be signaled a first down. Second effort gets across the line. Just the nose of the football. And that's going to be a first down for PA. Lent checks the wrist. They set up again in double twins. One man in the backfield alongside Lent, who settles. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to his right, scrambles. He's in trouble, and he's going to go down in the backfield.
By none other than Julius Childs.
Yeah, busy boy here early on in the game.
Dog. Love to see it.
Julius Childs makes up for that. Probably took a little bit of, probably felt some sort of way about that first down after he was called on the offsides. And comes up big here and makes it, what, second and about 16?
Yeah. Obviously no relations to Julia Childs, I'm assuming.
No, I don't believe so.
I'll have to find out. I'll do research.
Very similar. They both have beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Here's the second and long snap. Lent rolls out to his left, looking downfield. He's in trouble again. Got a man in the backfield. He's wrapped up. He gets forward a couple of yards from the line of scrimmage, but ultimately goes down, still inside of the 40.
Yeah, and you know what? New York's having early success with this cover 3 zone that they're playing.
Yeah, nothing downfield.
Nothing. No one's getting open. I mean, Ogden from Smithport, I mean, he has a little bubble when he's running the seam route, but it's getting quickly picked up by number 3 there, Joshua Bush out of Randolph.
Yeah, we also have number 88. That's Tony Richards from Sheffield. He's all the way down on the bottom side here, right side. And every time he streaks out, I mean, fully covered. So Lent's going to roll out. That's a catch.
There it is.
And he goes out of bounds in the New York 47-yard line. So that's going to bring up another 3rd and short.
Yeah, there's Ogden. Found the soft spot in the zone.
Yeah, just nice movement there.
Yeah, just picture the – just picture Travis Kelce and how he is able to break free, and this and Lent's finding the zone, finding the weak spot in that zone and getting it there. That was a catch, though, by Ogden.
Yeah, and Lent put that on the numbers after rolling out to his right, so credit to him as well. I misspoke. It's a 4th down, not 3rd. So 4th and 1 from the New York 47. PA going to go for it. 2 men in the backfield. They got twins to the left and Richards out on the right. And the flag is going to be a false start, I believe.
Yep, I think that's what we're looking at. Looks like they're rolling out the punt team.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. A false start on Pennsylvania, so that's going to take them. They were 1 yard away, so going forward on 4th, but that's going to bring them back to the 49 and make it a 4th and 5. So they'll bring out the punt unit.
Well, I think now they're huddling again. They did a big exchange.
Lent's still on the field.
All right, Lent's punting now.
He's going in. At least he's lining up as a punter. And he will indeed punt it away. It's kind of a boom that almost lands at about the 12 and goes out of bounds inside the 10.
That's a 7-yard line.
7-yard line. Wow.
Good kick. Oh, he's holding his leg, though, coming off. I think the New York player bumped him a little bit.
Yeah. Holding his leg, not for injury. I think he was kind of pleading to the ref there. Yep. Hey, where's the call?
Yep.
But beautiful punt gets it to the 7-yard line, and that's when New York will start their first possession. So PA comes away with no points after their first drive, but they do win the battle of field position.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what Pennsylvania's coming out with the defense. Pennsylvania appears to be going man here.
And quarterback for New York is going to be Lucas Marsh from Franklinville, Ellicottville, number 7. Take the snap, and he's going to run right up the middle here. And it looks like a short, no, actually a pretty sizable gain.
Yeah.
Looks like they got about six, seven yards out of it.
Yeah.
So a nice run there on 1st and 10. Brings it to second and about 3.5 yards. And let's see if they already switched to an I formation here. I formation, handoff to the tailback. And this time Pennsylvania gets into it at the backfield. And it'll be a no gain loss of actually about 1.5 yards. It's going to make it 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and that was Andrew Boyla. Oh, no, sorry, not Andrew Boyla. 50. That's Hunter Wall from Ridgeway. Snuck in there. Had a good tackle, broke through the line, and wrapped him up by the feet.
Trying to see who we got as the tailback here from that I formation set. Looks like Zach Winters from Frewsburg.
Yep.
Back in the eye. And Marsh takes the snap. This time a pitch.
Sniffed out
to Winters, and he's down even further into the backfield. Another loss. This one for a couple more yards. Going to make it 4th and 9. So not one that New York is going to want to go for.
No, that was Jake Costanza from Kane. He sniffed that out. He saw that pitch coming a mile away. Was able to wrap him up for loss.
Costanza was out as a captain for the Pennsylvania All-Stars. New York's going to be punting out of their end zone here. So, again, that battle of field position is going to come up big in favor of PA. As New York's Alexander Perkins gets ready to punt out of the New York end zone. It's a high kick, not super far, bounces at about the 36-yard line. And Marciniak on the left side grabs it, gets dropped almost immediately at about the 40. See exactly where it got marked. Looks like the 41.
Yeah, he said come get it, too, because most people don't touch that.
Right.
That punt. That's what I'm telling you. He's just a dog. He's a football player.
Yeah, that was a high punt that wasn't going to get a lot of bounce, so it wasn't going to get past him very much. He gained a couple of yards, but he grabbed it and took the hit. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 41. Here's the handoff, and it's botched. Not Lent. It's like Dylan Ryder was meant for the handoff, but Christian Coudray in at quarterback and Ryder just had the transfer not work out. So they lose it in the backfield, dropped for a loss of 3. It's going to be 2nd and 13. So now they've got 3 wide receivers on the right side and 1 to the left, 1 man in the backfield alongside Coudray and out of the shotgun. At quarterback, takes a low snap, looks to his left immediately, and he's got a man there. Screen play, but for looks like no gain.
Take a guess who that was.
As it's completed to our guy, Dalton Dixon. A little bit late on the throw. Would have liked to seen him. He kind of did a little one step and came back for the screen play. Looked like he was kind of, hey.
Yeah.
Let me get that ball.
A little bubble screen. The blocking broke down.
Yeah.
Well, that's to be expected. It takes time to build relationships on a football team. And rapport with each other, so it takes time.
Makes it 3rd and 13, and we've seen Coudray knows how to handle that quarterback position. He's earned his all-star nod for sure. Here comes a nice pass to an open receiver at about the 24, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, I think that was intended for Chance Palmer there. Coudray, last year.
You had him.
He just carved everyone up like a turkey. And
Coudray
actually
had a heck of a year.
Yeah. And his toughest game, believe it or not, was against the Bradford Owls.
Yeah, that's right.
He had his worst outing against our hometown Owls.
So, trying to get eyes on the scoreboard here, 9 minutes left.
I'm going to say 9.
It looks like a nine to me. Still nothing. It's now fourth and long. Here's the punt from Pennsylvania. Another big booming high kick that goes inside the 10. Fair caught at about the 8-yard line. Noah Lent has a boot on him.
Yeah, he could do it all.
We knew he had a cannon.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a boot as well.
Yeah, and heck of a basketball player, I'm told.
That's right.
Heck of a basketball player. And I think he is continuing sports. I don't remember if it's for basketball or football, but he is going to the next level for sports, either football or basketball.
Quick break in the action here while New York gets set to take back over. So we'll thank some of our sponsors, Arby's, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales and Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns and Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, and ABC Grow With Me. So first and 10 for New York, back in the I formation, and we'll have Brody Hopkins from Pioneer in at quarterback. And that's going to be a handoff to the tailback, and he busts through the line. And it's going to be a gain of about 9 on first down.
Yeah, Jameson Pittman, the line there opened up a big hole for Jameson Pittman. So you better go smack him on the butt or the helmet there and say thank you for that hole.
Yes, nice work there by the big guys up front. Jameson Pittman out of Olean, he had himself a bit of a year as well. So congratulations to that young man. He's getting his first taste in the Big 30 this year at tailback. And they're actually going to send him out here as a wide receiver and come out of that I formation into the shotgun. Trips on the right side. And here's the snap. It's a keeper up the middle. It's good for a first down. New York gets across the 20. And that'll set up a first and 10 at the 22.
Yeah, Brody Hopkins. Yeah, it reminds me of a little bit of Baker Mayfield. And that's not even saying with the number 9. Just reminds me a little bit of Baker Mayfield. And he carries himself like that, too, watching him pregame.
Mm.
Just loves to hype up his team, very passionate about it. Will do anything to win, so excited to see how he does tonight.
See, that's their first conversion. Only took 2 downs to do it, so they'll get a fresh set at the 22, starting to march a little bit as the New York All-Stars. Again, out of the shotgun formation, trips on the right. Lone man on the left, and one man in the backfield for Hopkins. Hopkins with a screenplay to the right. It's caught, and it's another first down. Bounces out of bounds after a gain of about 12.
Yeah, actually, that's just a pitching catch there. That's it looks like it's designed for like a 4-route tree there, but that was only a one play, like 1-route play. He knew exactly where he was going with that play. Kind of a illegal pick in a sense. Try to confuse the DBs. There, smart play though. And this is that Southwestern offense that we're seeing, the high power offense from Southwestern.
Well, it's working early now here in the first quarter. Plenty of time left for New York to try to get on the board early as we come out for first and 10 from the 34. And Hopkins this time was about to line up back in the eye, but instead we have a timeout by the New York All-Stars. So we will take a timeout with them. Thank you to some of our sponsors, Lakeview Healthcare, Bogue LLC, Dresser NGS Employees, Foster Township Police Department, Rhodes Home Improvement, and the Paper Factory. This is the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Employees of Beacon Light Behavioral Health System, affiliate of Journey Health System, would like you to know that they're grateful for their team of employees in the community for their support to improve the mental health of children, adults, and families for the last 120 years. If you want to be a part of making a positive impact in people's lives, they'd love to talk to you about joining their team. Visit beacon-light.org or follow them on Facebook for available career opportunities. Beacon Light is an equal opportunity employer.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back to Parkway Field for the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. First and 10 for the New York All-Stars after another fresh set of downs. And we've got Frankville, Ellicottville. Or no, I'm sorry, Pioneer, Brody Hopkins. Back in at quarterback. And before the timeout, sorry, Cam, before the timeout, they were about to go back to that I formation.
Yeah, Coach saw something that he didn't like. They got lined up in it, and I think the clock was running down because they were taking a little bit getting lined up in that I, called the timeout. Smart move.
Yeah, about 7 minutes and 32 seconds, I think I see on the clock. We're right in the sun, so it's at the moment a little bit harder to see, but I think that's what I got. 7:32 left in the first quarter. And now, as the New York All-Stars try to continue their march downfield, they remember just a possession ago punted out of their own end zone. And then when they got the ball back after the PA punt, they were at about the 10. So now down to the 34 for first and 10. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a pitch to the left side. Has to change field. It works. Gets away from the tackle. Goes right up the middle. And boy, a second and third effort turns a loss of yards into a gain of about four for Jameson Pittman.
Yep, Jimmy, and that's a prime example, and I wish we had video of that, of why you never stop moving your feet when you're running the ball, because that could have been disaster right there. And just the fact that he had his feet moving and had the nose up, had the idea of going upfield, in the north direction there. Yeah, that's why you
do it. It's a great little spin out of that tackle, too. So out of that I formation, Hopkins pitched it out to the left side, and Pittman had a man on him. So he just pivoted, spun around to the other side, went right up through the middle, and still had contact by about the line of scrimmage, as this play is whistled dead on second and six. Still had contact right around the line of scrimmage, but broke through that first tackle, hit again a couple yards up, and ended up turning that into a gain of about four.
Yeah, that's just an absolute play. Like, that's a play. Like, you don't script that. It's unscripted. And that's what playmakers do right there. That's what Mr. Pittman does. That's why you are a playmaker, and that's why you're in the backfield, is to be able to do things like that. And as we get close, like as this game starts getting deeper, into the game, the kids' nerves will calm down.
Sure.
Because, I mean, as a kid out there, you're excited. You have a lot of people here. Parkway's packed. So
you're starting to learn who your guys are right now, too.
Yep.
So, you know, there might have been a guy who thought that play was over and maybe, you know, wasn't given the same effort when he turned the field around. Second and 11 after the penalty. Handoff, Pittman in the backfield. And, boy, the O-line just broke down on that one, and it's a loss of, well, he barely touched the ball, a loss of maybe three, four, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that was a 30 from Pennsylvania. Mike Jones.
Who?
Yeah, Mike Jones from Eisenhower. Broke through there, and oh man, they just made that O-line look silly.
Yeah, I mean, didn't have a chance on that one. Obviously, a similar circumstance on that last play that we were praising him for.
Yep.
But that was on the pitch. He had time to see that guy coming after the handoff. I mean, he was right there. So we're looking at third and 14. And here's the shotgun formation. Trips to the left. Hopkins ready for the snap on third and long. Here's the drop back, the throw. It's completed at about the yard line of scrimmage. So a nice positive gain, but PA's got him stopped for a fourth and we'll say eight. Might be closer to.
I love that.
Might be closer to 10, actually.
No, that's a good play call, trying to catch the defense.
Oh, yeah.
And now you got Hopkins running back, look like they're just going to try to
hit him down low.
Hit him. Yeah, and then just a little pop up screen to the run. If we're reading that,
instead of chucking one out there and, you know, ending up with a possible interception or, you know, just a tougher chance to complete a pass. And now they'll punt it away. It looks like it has a long punt, and that's going to go to about the 25 yard line. So PA is set to return here, tackled from behind.
Oh,
and a big hit brought back to about the 43.
Christian Hines from New York saved a touchdown right there, because
Very well could have.
Yeah, because if he didn't make that hit right there, I mean, there's only two other guys that are catching him.
Like, so on the return, really good blocking, got past the Bark sent and started to cut downfield to the right side. And one of those first guys that he'd already gotten past pretty hard with some authority, and very possibly saved the touchdown there. So PA takes over, first and 10, drop back, in trouble, flag is down. Meanwhile, a long, long loss after the sack, but we'll have to see with that flag.
Yeah, curious to see. I don't like, yeah, Noah Lent took a hard tackle there too.
Yeah, Noah Lent with a loss
It looks like it's going to go against Team PA, so I think they're probably going to decline and keep the
I'll stand. All the way back to the 29 is where they have it marked after the sack. Yep, that's what it was. So it was on Pennsylvania. New York declines the penalty. And after the loss, Brings up second and 20.
Looks like second and 18.
Yeah, second and 8. No, I think you're out. I think it's out farther than that. To the 52 or to the 48.
I'm scoreboard watch. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Can't sit here and tell the truth.
Okay. I think it's like 18.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you said, isn't it? So here's the drop back, second and long, we'll call it. Lent scrambles, sends his receiver, coming back to the 50, and boy, it falls incomplete, but a lot of contact there by the New York defender.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Bunce was on that.
All over it.
All over it, and that was no Lent trying to make a play there. Mm-hmm. And that play was broken down, yep. Just him trying to find a spot.
You could see him kind of directing traffic. Yep. As the play broke down, he was trying to tell his wide receivers where to go. He did have a man come back and try to meet him at the 50, but Bunce took care of that. Might have got away with one, but still a nice play as, boy, you give up that after that big sack and give it back to him for third down and short. Changes the game. So instead, we'll have another third and long. And Len working out of the shotgun. Double twins. He's going to drop back. Steps up, looks, and the pocket collapses. He loses a helmet, keeps the ball, and takes another sack.
Oh, we got some
chippy on the field.
Yeah,
his helmet's about 10 yards away from him.
Yep. That defensive line from New York is just breaking through. They're having already early on having a field day against Team PA's O-line.
Yeah, we've seen PA flash that sort of defensive line on the other side. But, you know, when New York goes to that shotgun, they haven't had a lot of success in the I formation. Nope. But when they go to that shotgun, boy, they've been able to kind of get some things working. But the PA or the New York defensive line, on the other hand, I mean, they've been fairly dominant.
Yeah, they're bringing that ruthless aggression.
So Joshua Lee was the name to see there, and here's the punt on fourth and a mile, fair caught at the 43-yard line.
Yep, that was Logan Grinnells, Franklinville, Ellicottville, who called the fair catch.
So that punt with not nearly as much distance on it, but a whole lot of hang time, and sails back into New York territory. 4 minutes left in the first quarter here from Parkway Field. Still 0-0. As the New York All-Stars get ready to take back over, we'll try to see who's coming in at QB. Back in is Lucas Marsh, who started the game. Franklinville, Ellicottville. And I believe the son of his coach, Jason Marsh,
yep.
if I'm not mistaken. So first and 10 from the 45, rather. And back in the I formation is Marsh. And it's going to be a fake handoff. Roll out to the right, sees his target, and it goes incomplete, out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Nice little rollout play. I like that. But PA had that covered. They had that sniffed out. There was nowhere really to go with that. Just throw it away. Throw it the only way your receiver could possibly get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Made sure no chance at interception there. Not much of a chance of a completion either. But
no.
It sails out of bounds, brings up a second and 10 from the 45. Marsh back in the I formation, trips to the left. And a handoff, left side, no gain. Stopped at the line by that Pennsylvania D line. Here comes some T-shirts out for the fans.
Almost got hit in the face.
I feel like I could have stuck my hand out the window and caught one of those.
Those cheerleaders just got cannons on them.
Next time, try to...
You want to try to get one?
Yeah, or hold me.
I'll
stand out the window. You can just hold me up there.
All right, Blades of Glory style.
Yes, exactly like that. Thank you. Third and 10 for the New York All-Stars. Lucas Marsh out of the I formation again. Play action. Rolls out to the right. Long throw. Intercepted. Interception. The Pennsylvania All-Stars with a beautiful catch. And that's up. Number two?
Yeah.
That's Elijah Finn.
That's Elijah Finn.
Wanted to make sure I saw that right before.
Jimmy, but this early on, you just got mossed.
Hey.
That was a play.
Hey, catch, boy. I mean, that was, he went up and got that.
Yeah.
Elijah Finn, we've seen him make some plays as he bounced around from position to position, had never started quarterback before last year, was their starting quarterback on the season. Then they moved him out. They've used him out of the backfield. They used him as a receiver, almost a Deebo Samuel style, you know, just a little bit of both.
Swiss knife.
Yeah.
Is what he is.
The wide back.
Yep.
And then a lot of use on the defensive side, making plays just like that. An interception makes it a first and 10 for Pennsylvania. But we do have an injured PA All-Star who's down at the 45-yard line on the New York side. So players taking a knee. And we will see if we can scope out some numbers here and find out who we've got down. But as for now, we'll take an injury timeout, thank some sponsors, and take a quick break while we hope that player can just pop right back up and hit the sideline. We'll see exactly what the situation is. Thank you to our friends in Cameron County, including Graham Electrical, Superior Technologies, Slate Stump Grinding, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, and the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce. Charlie's, Emporium Metal Technologies, Emporium Hardwoods, Red Horse Grill, Pine Acres Country Club, Fox's Pizza Den in Eldred, Laird Rentals, Zito Media, Adam Services, Styles by Skurve, and Perfect Brew House and Eatery in Cuba. So the player is up of his own accord and looks to be David Cromer from Port Allegheny.
Yeah, and he looks like he's got a limp, but what I will say, when he sat up, looked like the Undertaker a little bit. I think he's going to be fine.
Popped right up there.
I think he just rolled his ankle. I mean, he's a lineman.
Either that or he's got a cramp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hope it's a cramp, and maybe he'll, you know, we can possibly be back in the game later. But he popped up quick enough there that we can avoid our injury timeout. 3 minutes, 13 seconds left in the first quarter. And we've got first and 10 here after the Elijah Fenton interception. It's a handoff for Pennsylvania right up the gut, keeps running. Second effort gets him a gain of about seven.
Seven, I think that's number 28. Chance Palmer out of Eldred.
Yeah, Palmer with a gain of seven makes it second and three for Pennsylvania. Trying to work, this is as deep into their own territory as they've been all day. So they want to try to get back onto the other side of the field. Here's another handoff, and that one looks like it's going to be good for a first down.
Yeah, that was a little smart play call there, like that, kind of like a triple option almost. Just enough to pause the defense.
Yeah, and they got to it really quick, too. They snapped that ball very quickly. That's going to bring up a first down, first and 10 at the 37. And see, we would assume that's Coudre back in at QB. He's got two men in the backfield and twins to the right. Yeah, Coudre out of the shotgun awaits. A little bit of a play action. The throw is complete, and it's going to be another first down. Back to back to back, moving the chains of the Pennsylvania All-Stars, and we're to midfield.
Yeah, that was Eric Solberg out of Ridgeway Johnsonburg. He got a little hyped up there, too, after the play.
Yes.
Thanks for calling my number, started patting his chest. Thanks for calling my number. Look what I can do.
Very much so. And I love what they're doing with the tempo right now is Coudre leading this offense. Here's another handoff up the middle. It's going to be a short gain of about three into the 47 of New York territory. But Coudre has been kind of changing the tempo of these plays. They had the first down and then really quickly snapped it off again. And then after the next first down, took his time, got everybody settled, waited, then got that long count in, threw the ball, and got another first. Now we're at second and seven. So here's Coudre with twins to the left. It's going to be a handoff down low, breaks a tackle, and gets across, turns that no gain into about 2 yards.
Yep, that's Chance Palmer out of Eldred. Little physical runner. And I will say this coach, the Port Allegheny coaching staff, Justin Benkowski and crew, this is the same coaching staff that I believe took Port Allegheny to the state semifinals the year of Matt Bodimer and Dykes Miller and Nick Conway, that crew. So the offense has proven to work.
So we're going to have a third and five for Coudre and the Pennsylvania All-Stars from the 45-yard line. There's a man in motion. Dixon's out wide to the right, but Coudre looks to the left, and it's just off target. maybe a little miscommunication there, as his intended target was Palmer.
Yeah, and there was a little soft spot in the zone, and Kudre found it.
Yep.
Just a little offline.
There wasn't a man there yet. Yeah.
Nope. But, hey, no place I'd rather be, even in Ocean City, than right here, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
So that's so Chance Palmer, your intended target from Otto Eldred. It's going to make it 4th and 5, so PA has a decision to make here with less than a minute.
Yeah, it's looking.
And about 50 seconds left in the quarter.
Wouldn't be surprised on a fake here.
4th and 5, set up for a punt, but they do have Kudre back there, and there's the fake. So it's a completed pass for a first down for Pennsylvania at the 36.
You're a wizard, Harry. Let's go. Beautiful pass.
Eric Solberg from Ridgeway with the catch and the first down as Pennsylvania runs that fake punt to perfection. And they're going to be set up at the 37-yard line.
Yep, good play there. And that, I mean, that's kind of the benefit that you have as your punter is also a quarterback and
right.
Put it on the spot. So
makes it a little less obvious anytime you want to fake a throw. Nicely done there by Kudre. So here's another snap here, and it's going to be a handoff to the left side. And a short gain of about 2 will make it 2nd and 8. Pennsylvania just kind of rolling right now.
Yeah, and they're going to try to get one more playoff before the quarter.
So we'll see exactly if they – it looks like they've got about 10 seconds. 6 seconds. And 2nd and 8. They will get a playoff, it looks like. Kudre, or he's just going to try to get that line to jump. They're saying, wait, 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 hold off. Nobody jumps on the New York side. So that's where we'll go. To the end of the first quarter. It is still 0-0. Pennsylvania driving in New York territory, 2nd and 8 at the 35-yard line. And that marks the end of the first. So we'll be back with the second quarter. Do want to thank a few more of our sponsors, our area youth football organizations, CAM, including the Bradford Raptors, Cattersport Youth Football, Warren County Youth Football, and the Smithport Lil Hubs.
Not little. Lil.
Lil Hubs.
Lil Hubs.
Yeah. So thank you to all of our sponsors. And it's time now for a quick break. We'll come back after they've switched fields with the second quarter of the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
Are you sick of having a messy basement or messy backyard? Do you have a property that just needs updated? Tim Bogue at Bogue LLC is your local handyman. Whether you have a home that needs cleaned out, yard or construction debris removal, general contracting, or even snow plowing, Tim Bogue is the guy to call. Tim's goal is to leave you with a smile on your face and a clean new estate. Tim is also offering dumpster rentals. Call Tim at 716-713-8631. Bogue LLC. No job is too big or too small.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back here at Parkway Field for Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. The start of the second quarter, still at the score of 0-0, but PA does have something brewing as they're working from a 2nd and 8 from the New York 35-yard line. Just switched fields, now working away from the sun. So if any shadows were a problem before, it won't be now. Quick handoff here and another short gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. So it'll bring up 3rd and 6.
Yeah, Pennsylvania might be trying to set up a play-action pass here with that. That's just trying to keep the defense to remember that the run's there and try to bring in, take away one defender. Keep them honest.
Now would be the time to do it. They've got twins to the left. And Kudre working out of the shotgun. Fake handoff, but there was nobody there. There's your play action for a first down inside the 20. Good call, Cam.
Yes, sir.
And with the completion, is
Connor Straub,
yeah, of St. Mary's.
St. Mary's of St. Mary's. And I think and that's smart to do. You want to put teammates on the field with each other. And that's
right.
What, like the first squad from Team PA has Noah Lent and Ognan.
Yeah.
And then now this one, you got Kudre and Straub.
And Straub. And especially in a situation like that, you know, a third and not long, but fairly.
They know each other.
Fairly out. That's, you want to go to your guy. So here's first and 10 at the 19. And it's going to be another run up the middle. You wonder if they're trying to set that same thing up again as it worked so nicely the first time. Short gain of about 3.
Yeah, looks like, yeah, about 3-4.
Second and 7, still early on in the second quarter. And Pennsylvania is in the red zone for the first time today. First time a team's gotten really inside the opposing 40-yard line. So something brewing here. Kudre takes the snap. Drops back, throw towards the end zone, tipped, and incomplete.
Hey, that was close.
Ryan Stillman of Portville got a hand on that one.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get a hand on that, Eric Solberg's in there celebrating.
It looks like it. Yeah, that was a strike from Kudre. Stillman just had a hand up in time. Didn't even, I mean, he had the room. It was in an area where he could have gotten it, but Kudre just had so much on it that I'm surprised he had time to react to it, much less just get the one hand. So Kudre rolls to the left for second down. Oh. It's caught and batted down. Really nice play and almost comes up big at the goal line, but ends up getting batted down from behind. Nice defense there by New York.
And hey, Eric Solberg is doing everything in his power to get open, too. He's kind of being the bailout person right now for Kudre. Just doing everything in his power. I mean, he doesn't have the size. Yeah, he doesn't have typical wide receiver size. He's a smaller kid, but, man, he is running around there.
And it worked both times. It was just that New York defense was in the perfect place at the right time. Brings up a fourth down. Kudre and PA is going to go for it. He's going to drop back. Here's the throw. It's caught. It's going to be a first down, and it's going to put him right at the goal line at about the one-yard line.
Yeah, I think that's Chance Palmer again. We're saying his name a lot today.
Yeah, Palmer with another catch. Maybe the two. Looked like he came down inside that, but obviously I'm at the 50-yard line, so hard to read from here. But the two-yard. So it's first and goal from the two, Kudre. And low snap, handoff, stuffed. Going to be a loss of a yard. And that'll bring up second and goal.
That's just all that's doing. It's going to prep. There's going to be an outside pass to one of the outside receivers here in the end zone. On it. And our, if you pay attention to the far side of the field, we got Mr. Captain America out there.
Yeah, a lot of room. I'd like to see him come off as off the end of the line, really. Line up as almost a tight end and bounce off of that.
Yep.
And that way try to free himself up off the block. It's only second down now, so we'll see. Right now he's lined up wide to the right. And Kudre has twins or double twins, rather.
Referee didn't like something.
Nope. Puts a stop to the play there. Still second and goal from almost the 5, just inside of it after the loss of almost 3. And now we'll get reset. Still double twins, one man in the backfield right next to Kudre. And it's going to be a keeper. He rolls out to the right, brought down in the backfield. Another loss of 5. We'll make it 3rd and 9 to go.
Yeah, New York's defense sitting stiff here down in the goal line.
I mean, imagine if PA takes this long drive, marches downfield, and then they come away. And, you know, they've gone for it already on a 4th down here inside the 20. I don't know if they'll go for it again, but you imagine if New York comes up with a big, you know, stop and a turnover on downs. Here's Kudre on 3rd. He's got his man back inside the 5, but kept outside of the end zone is number 28, Chance Palmer again from Otto Eldred. So that gets it 4th down back inside and makes it much less of a talk here about what we're going to do on 4th.
There's a chance that Chance gets a touchdown here. It looks like they've been targeting him a lot. But, hey, we're back towards our side of the hash marks here. So you're going to look for an outside route. Usually with your outside guy, which is Dalton Dixon, and you're going to run Palmer with an inside.
Split backs, handoff up the middle. Palmer gets stuffed. I don't think he's got it. He's going to be real close, and he's stopped. A turnover on downs on the goal line as New York comes up with a big stop. Handoff with split backs on the left side. Palmer tried to come right up through the gut, and he got stopped just short.
Bend, don't break, and that is the embodiment of it right there. And now you just, I know that you're backed up in your end zone, but you have a momentum going your way now. New York State.
Huge does. Stop.
Yep.
For massive. A turnover on downs after that drive. I mean, Pennsylvania just had maybe 9 minutes of game time.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty close. We've got 11 minutes left now in the fourth quarter. They've had it since, you know, six left in the third, or in the first, rather. And now New York's going to take over from their one after that huge stop. So we'll see back in for New York. I see Pittman on the field, I think, in the tailback position. Yeah. It's New York back out of the I formation. I think Julius Childs. Nope. Oh, Brody Hopkins back in under center.
Oh, we got a flag.
Yeah, that might be a delay of game.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking inches at this point.
Right.
Mere inches. So, I mean, that's okay. Right. That's an okay penalty because you're trying to draw them offside.
Delay a game at inside the one is it's not going to hurt you too much.
Nope, a turd's still a turd. That's a good old coach talk there.
You want to say one more time? What was that?
A turd is a turd at the end of the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Situation doesn't change.
Totally didn't get it the first time.
Yeah.
It went way over my head.
That's okay.
All right, so now we're coming into a timeout here.
Yep, I think we got a timeout. I didn't catch who called it.
So it'll be our second timeout of the game with 11 minutes and 2 seconds left in the first half, still 0-0, but New York just came up with a big stop inside their one-yard line and took over there on a turnover on down. So that's where we'll come back with 11 minutes left in the first half, the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Here's your first and 10 for the New York All-Stars. Coming out of the timeout, it is going to be a short gain on the run up to the right side by Pittman.
Yeah, that's a good physical run, and all they're trying to do is get out of the shadow of the end zone. They just want to try to get some room because,
yeah,
I mean, you go in with the mindset, obviously you want to score every drive, but this one is we got to maintain field position and try to flip it because they're going to run power football this whole way, and you could catch them off guard with a deep pass, but you don't have a lot of room in the end zone to be able to run around.
They got a 3 yard gain on there. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7. So here is Pittman again, turns at the sideline, and a collision, boy. But here's a flag after the fact. I mean, Pittman turned, got to the sideline and turned up, and just a bit of a truck stick there. As he met his tackler.
Unsportsmanlike against the off. See, you can't have that.
Yeah.
You can't have that being backed up because now you just undid all that work and you lose the down.
So what happened was Pittman, you know, the tackler was the one who ended up on the ground.
Yep.
As Pittman lowered his shoulder and then it jazzed him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
jazzed up about it too.
And then they called him for unsportsmanlike. I don't like it. You know, Big 30, let them play. Let them get a little flashy if they want to. But it's going to be a tough one as that brings up a 3rd and long, 3rd and 7.
Either they play it safe or they're going for a bomb here.
So here's Hopkins with trips to the left. It's a keeper, and he's not going to get far. Gain of about 1. And he gets to the 5-yard line and brings up a 4th and 7.
Yep, and they just played it safe there. The odds were against them.
Right.
But, I mean, being that close at the 1-yard line for the drive to start, I mean, this is a positive outcome. Now, if they can get the punt off,
They also took a couple of minutes off.
Yep.
They're going to get close to the 9-minute mark here. So they didn't turn around and give it right back to him. Remember, they came up with a huge stop on the goal line. So they've basically successfully, wherever this punt lands, they've backed PA up that many yards after, you know, PA very much should have scored there. We're going to get so we'll take this opportunity to thank some sponsors. Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shimbita Floor Covering, Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Arby's, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales & Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns & Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, ABC Grow With Me, and our friends in Cameron County, including Graham Electrical, Superior Technologies, Slater Stump Grinding, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, and the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce.
And hey, that was to do not touch the punter in any way, shape, or form.
That's right. Yeah. So 9.5 minutes left. Punt. The ball is up and away. It's gliding towards the 40-yard line. And it's dropped, but picked back up.
I think that was Elijah Fitton.
It was.
Who returned that.
Looked like he was looking up.
Yep.
And where he was about to go and almost ended up losing it. But he quickly, we know he has hands.
Yep.
So we saw him grab it back up and ended up picking up a couple yards on the return. And PA with a great opportunity here to start their drive at the 34-yard line, rather.
And I'm no football expert. Down. Right for the end zone.
Are a little bit of a football expert. Here is Lent back in. Working out of the shotgun. And it's a handoff up the middle. Short gain.
Implementing a read option there.
Yeah, it's going to be about 2 yards. So setting up at the 32-yard line for 2nd and 8. The clock has ticked under inside in 9 minutes. And Lent sets up again with double twins out of the shotgun. Sends a man in motion and in trouble there. Finds his spot, drives through it, and does turn it into a small gain.
That's our boy Cam Arsini.
Yeah, and I mean, did the best he could with that one. The defense read it very well, but he just had to pick his lane.
Yep.
He found a spot and he got a couple of yards out of it, which was, you know, more than it looked like it was destined for. Pennsylvania, who to this point have been fairly successful converting. Here's another keeper. Oh, a fake handoff. Fooled me. Lent's off and running. He's got the first and more at the 10. Dodges another one inside the 5. Leans forward for a touchdown. No.
Oh,
my goodness.
You rewarded for that one. There's a snake in my boots. That's how he was running. Me. Holy.
Somebody poisoned the water hole. They got it all the way up inside the 1, and I thought he leaned forward with just enough, but my eyes deceived me. What a play from Noah Lent. As he lays out and puts him back on the goal line for a first and goal to go.
You have 20/20 vision, Jimmy.
That was 2 years ago, Cam. We can stop talking about it. Here's the handoff, and he walks in.
No.
No? I mean, it looked like he was in no problem, right?
Yeah. You know what? Time for me to go get my eyes checked, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
2 years was a long time, wasn't it? I'm with you. I just turned 30. Got bad knee, bad back. All I want just is a TPA 30, touchdown. Yeah.
That's tough. We've got a 2nd and goal from, the goal line. Here's the keeper, and I'll just sneak it right in there. So I believe that'll be Lent credited with that one. Which, boy... Boy, does he deserve it.
Yeah. Should have had it 2 plays ago.
After that keeper. So it is 6-0. Pennsylvania strikes first with 7 minutes and 4 seconds to go. And, boy, looking – that might be you know, the play we go back to.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking about this game after the fourth quarter is 7 minutes left in the first half. Noah Lemp breaks a scoreless tie after a beautiful keeper. So Lent, also the kicker, will go for the extra point. It is up. It is good. And it's 7-0. Pennsylvania leads New York with 7:04 left in the first half. This is the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back from Parkway Field, Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. And we welcome you no matter how you're listening tonight, which you have plenty of options for. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, 100.1 The Hero, WBRRFM.com, and the 100.1 The Hero app. Pennsylvania just took the first lead of the game, 7-0, after Noah Lent finds the end zone on a sneak from the goal line. 7 minutes and 4 seconds left in the first half. And here is the kick. It's a short one, gets caught at the 30, returned to the 34, and wrapped up by a swarm of Pennsylvania defenders.
They look hungry, and they got energy around them right now after that little sneaky snake move by Noah.
Yeah, that's Cole Headland of Salamanca on the return. And, yeah, he ate it from about three or four different PA defenders, all wrapped him up at the same time. Got to the 34, though. And that's where New York will take back over. First and 10.
Breaking news. Number 8, Port Allegheny, has a good hair.
That's right. Yes. Look Julius. Julius, no? With a good hair.
No. Number 8 from Team PA.
Oh,
hey,
sorry.
You see that?
Yeah. I gotcha. Wow.
How is he alive?
Oh, fumble. PA picked it, and it's going to be a turnover. So after the snap, we've got a scramble around by New York quarterback, and he ends up staying up somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, scrambled this way and that way, somehow kept it, but it actually gets called dead, so it'll stay New York ball, but a big loss. Second and 20.
Yeah, second 25, 15-yard loss.
Yeah. Low snap, flipped out to the left side, caught. Oh. Running back's got some room. He's across with a first down and almost to the 50-yard line. He's out of bounds. What a gain after the huge 15-yard loss to make it all up and get a first down immediately.
Let's see how they – no, I don't think they called a first down.
Really?
They called him out at the 40.
Oh, wow. He went behind the marker.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, he must have touched.
Yep.
Jeez.
Luis.
I mean, it's still a big play.
Yeah.
To come back from, you know, second and 25 and make it a third and 4. But boy, I thought he had 5 after the first down. Almost got to midfield. So instead, brings up a third and 4 from the 40. The eyesight's becoming a problem now, huh?
It is.
Called wrong touchdowns and wrong first downs.
Uh-oh.
Here's New York on the keeper. There's a first down for real. That time he doesn't go out of bounds. He streams across the 45-yard line.
Well, smart keeper. They're getting the first down. They're going to spread them out.
I mean, he just saw it.
Yeah, you just take it. I mean, if there's candy there,
yeah.
Jim, you just reach your hand in there and grab a Reese's.
He saw it dropped back really fast. And I mean, real quick, he decided, no, I think I'll take this one. Pulled it in, pulled the ball in and just ran for about 5 yards. First down, first and 10 from the 45. And here are trips to the right.
Oh.
He's hit as he throws. And not a fun one for Lucas Marsh, quarterback for New York, currently took a big hit to the shoulder there. Goal's incomplete.
He's lucky that ball went forward because that could have been disaster because Team PA was all over. That was almost a straight line throw, throwing it across, but it went forward just enough. Got licked, though.
So inside of 6 minutes of the first half now, it's going to bring up a second and 10 for New York. Marsh is going to come back to the shotgun position with trips to the right. Awaits the snap, drops back, looks to his right side, back to his left, and it's thrown out of bounds as he's pressured again as this Pennsylvania defensive line starts coming up with big plays consecutively.
Yeah, what they're doing, what Team PA is doing is, I believe it's number 52, if I'm not mistaken, Gannon Jockway from Eisenhower. They're having him line up in the linebacker spot, and then as he's going through his cadence, he's sneaking over to the defensive end on the far, to the far shoulder of the defensive end, and he's just getting a clean look in there. So New York's probably going to adjust and run two more of a zone block and to handle that.
Brings up a third and 10, so they'll have another chance here. Marsh drops back out of the shotgun again, and again, lots of pressure from New York. A big sack brings him down back at about the 25 yard line.
Yeah.
I mean, from the 45 to the 25, huge loss.
Yeah, that was, and that's so TPA there. That's
yeah. Well, they gave up the big one, right? Yep. Where he got all that back. But the reason he got all that back and it wasn't, you know, a first down is because they had that prior play that was originally looks like a fumble, and now two consecutive. Or three consecutive pressures. This one results in a 20-yard loss. Brings up a fourth and 25. Here's the punt. And fairly short. Not going to make it to midfield. Going to be bounced at the 41. The 50, 41. 49, rather.
Yeah, it's going to be at the midfield.
And that's like where PA will take over, right around the 50.
Yeah, it looked like the ball hit off a shin there. It wasn't 100% foot. Got a little shin action, a little roadhouse.
Oh, first and 10 at the 50 for Team PA with a 7-0 lead and 5 minutes and 18 seconds left in the half.
Breaking news, Jimmy. We can see the scoreboard now. No more sun glare.
It's lit up real nice right now. Hopefully I can start to see what happens at the goal line and the first down line. That would be great, too. We'll see. Developing story. Here's the snap. First and 10. Hand it off and dropped in the backfield. Boy, these defenses, man.
Yeah. Well, it's the defensive line, and honestly, and I know it's cliche, but this game is going to be won in the trenches today because that's just the way it's trending right now.
I mean, both of these defenses have been monsters all game. Obviously, it's 7-0, but it's just been the story. It's just both of these defensive lines have been coming up with plays. I mean, the secondaries have done their job shutting things down. Elijah Fitton, obviously, with the interception. But it's really the lines. Here is the throw, catch, and gets across to about the 46-yard line. So a gain of about 4.
Yep, that's the Goudreau-Straub connection there.
Yeah.
Again, they probably played together their whole life from
the Smith Court boys.
St. Mary's boys, rather. The Flying Dutchman.
They probably have. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Played together their entire lives. Yeah. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 6 from the 46. Coudray drops back under pressure, completed pass, and he's fighting for the first. It looks like he's going to have it. That's a first down for Team Pennsylvania.
Yep. Was there a flag thrown?
Yeah, there's a flag.
I saw one coming.
It looks like a little laundry on the field. They pick it up?
I don't know. I think they're going to call it back. I mean,
oh, yeah, they're bringing it back.
Hey, props to the referee there. That was a throw.
What was the call?
We're not allowed to know.
He's all the way back to the 40, so it's a loss of 15.
Yeah, what are we? I don't know. Guess we'll never know.
I mean, it's a bummer because it brings up a 3rd and 20 for Pennsylvania after getting a first down. So Coudray has a long one to work with, takes the snap. It's a little low. He drops it back, airs it out into double coverage, and it's tipped up and out of bounds, incomplete.
You know he went to, though, Mr. Dalton Dixon
there.
Yeah,
Dixon into double coverage there. Now that's Dalton Dixon, who, by the way, can turn a 50-50 ball into an 80-20 ball. But that one was tipped well before it got to him.
Yeah, even with a double cover, it's still a 50-50 ball for Dalton. We've seen it multiple times. Kane game from last the prior season. Did it against St. Mary's.
Yeah, that that early Fitton Dalton connection was something we talked about. Fitton was leading the district in receiving yards. Fitton was also up there on a lot of those leaderboards.
Oh,
here's a sharp punt that gets muffed inside the 25.
Oh,
picks it up, turns it around, and gets tripped up at the 30. So New York will start off at their own 30-yard line. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left, down 7-0 to Pennsylvania. Again, thank you to some of our sponsors tonight. The Model T Inn, Jimco Sales and Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Thacker Development, Greg Insurance and Financial, and Fitzer Ford, both in St. Mary's, Mentor Contracting and Allegheny Eye Care and Kane, The Beauty Lounge, Hayden Auto Detail, Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Lawn Maintenance, On McHenry Pharmacies, Copy Connection, and Just a Vet Selling Cars.
Flawless.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Pretty good timing, too. That's going to bring us to first and 10 after the punt for New York. And here's the snap out of the shotgun. Looks to the right side. Dropped hard and fast by Pennsylvania in the backfield.
Oh, they're saying a fumble.
And they're saying they got the ball. Yeah, that is...
Oh, someone's doing the gritty.
Tony Richards. Yeah, grittying right now after he came up with the ball.
I only know what that is thanks to my wife and her friends were telling me about it.
Gritty?
The gritty. Never even
You don't watch Vikings games?
I don't.
Justin Jefferson?
Nope.
Wow, that's too bad.
Chiefs fans here. Took him about 13 seconds to do that gritty.
That's going to bring up after the turnover on downs. A first and 10 for PA at the 22-yard line in New York territory. So after their first score, their first touchdown, they start their next possession in prime real estate. 22 yards to go. Here's first and 10 as Noah Lent.
Oh, they had him too. Team PA had him because they were playing man right there.
So Lent was looking to start to draw the defense offside, but instead they're called with a false start. And that's going to be a loss of 5. But it still sets them up at the 27. First and 15 to go. 7-0 lead with 3:18 left in the first half.
Trips left.
Lent working out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks to his left. Pump fake. Going to keep it. Gets across the line of scrimmage. Off and running. And looks to be maybe just short of a first down. Yeah, and he's hit well out of bounds. I mean, on the other side of the white line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another one,
there
too.
There goes another one. So maybe an unsportsmanlike on top of it. So New York, who's, you know, despite the 7-0 score, has played sound defense all night. Makes a bad mistake there.
Yep, and we got a... If you notice the red flags out there, Jimmy, that's from the Big 30 committee, too. They also somewhat officiate the game, too. So they had to have been unsportsmanlike that they saw because they'll throw their flags out, too.
So is that for – does that signify anything different?
No, there's an additional set of rules for the Big 30 that the committee goes by.
Interesting.
And it's basically to keep sportsmanship down. And
right.
Some of the referees blatant that they don't see, they'll throw the flag.
So something specifically if the committee...
Yeah, there's certain rules that the kids
the
have
flag
to,
holders for the
yeah,
committee,
they have
if,
to,
if they don't like it.
Yep, they got to... And they overrule the referees in this game, okay. Basically.
Interesting.
And that's who they're meeting with right now.
So the... game infraction. So that's going to bring up... we'll see exactly what it's going to bring up. We still don't have the official word. But... That, again, was Noah Lent, who's had himself a game, scrambled earlier and on my fake-out touchdown call, and then later on scored the touchdown on the sneak. And now here, on a keeper play that just kind of broke down, I don't think it was a designed option. I think it kind of just broke down, and he saw the lane, took it, got almost out to the first down, and then an extremely late hit. And now that will bring him up to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, because we got the referee penalty, and then you have the big 30 penalty on top of that. They stack them. Yeah.
So first and goal from the 2 with 3 minutes and 8 seconds left. PA again flirting at the goal line.
A flirt Marvin here.
What's going on with the cart here?
Is that Marshawn Lynch driving the cart on the field?
I don't know what's going on there. We look to be in formation, but nope, now they've stopped the play.
They have. I think, yeah,
that's our guy.
Number 78.
That's our guy, Devon Cromer, who had the injury earlier in the game, and we hoped that it was maybe a cramp, but they've just got the cart out to him now. So it's not a new injury. It's the same injury, and maybe it's getting worse. Or maybe they just realized, yeah, he's not coming back into this game, and they thought they'd get him out into the locker room before halftime, as opposed to, you know, waiting for another 3 minutes of gameplay. And
so what do we got here?
I don't know. I'm plenty confused.
We say false start.
False start on the offense. All right. So that's going to be loss of 5 brings up to 1st and 7. Or 1st and goal at the 7, rather. And here is split backs for Lent. Hands it off up to Gut. And he's stuffed there. Will be probably no gain, if not a short one. So maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, a little no gain, row gain there. Another red flag. Oh, we got a red flag here again. Another game infraction.
Boy, so in the last about 20 seconds of gameplay, we've had 2 red flags, 3 yellow ones, a cart take an injured player, and 1 play run. That's what we've seen here in the last 10 or so seconds. When we do get back to it, it's going to be 2nd and goal from the 7. But they are discussing that red flag, whatever that game fraction is for. And they're talking about it now at about the 6-7 yard line.
Declined.
Yeah, whatever it is got declined.
Not sure why you either side would decline that.
I don't know. Interesting. It's been a you know, pretty confusing 2 minutes or so here for me. Yeah. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't know what just happened. So that being said, we'll get back into the gameplay. Hopefully, 2 minutes 56 seconds left. PA in the huddle at the 5. 2nd and goal to go. Noah Lent in at quarterback. He will have twins to the left and split backs working out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, and it's going to be a play fake. He's going to keep it. Lent already has 1 touchdown. He's broken a tackle, runs through the corner, and he's marked down at the 1.
I don't even know about that. I thought he was in. I thought he turned his shoulder in.
Look, I can't call him anymore.
No, loud.
Because I already had 1 wrong.
I'll do it for
you. So I lost my touchdown calling privileges.
That's okay.
But I'm glad I didn't. That would have easily been mistaken for another touchdown. Instead, it's a 3rd and 1, and you gotta wonder. Hey, maybe just give it to Lent again.
Yeah, I mean, with Lent, all things are possible. So let's go.
2.5 minutes left. 3rd and goal from the 1. Lent under center. This is where the sneak came from last time.
Oh.
Play fake, rolled out, caught. Touchdown, Pennsylvania. It's Alex Ogden getting that Noah Lent. Alex Ogden, Smithport to Smithport connection.
And that's the reward, Alex, I mean, for being a good receiver for him for years. And that's all that was. I mean, he had a running lane open, too, and he just saw Ogden.
That was perfect. That little play fake there, and especially after that last, it was the same positioning. They've been under shot. They haven't been lining up under center except for 1 play, and it was the play they did the QB sneak for the touchdown before. They line up under center again, and he just turns around. He's got Ogden rolling out to the right. And he's wide open going towards the sideline of the end zone. So here's Lent with the extra point. It is up and it is good. And Pennsylvania leads New York 14-0 with 2:25 left in the first half of play. We'll be back with the remainder of the second quarter. This is Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. Coming off another Bradford, I'm just gearing up.
Time,
I'm getting ready.
Time, pal.
Coming up another Pennsylvania touchdown. It's 14-0. PA leads New York. And Noah Lent now with a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. That last one to Ogden.
Dalton Dixon with the kick here.
Yeah, Dixon. Mr. Boot gets it inside the 20, bounces out of bounds. That's not what you want to see. So that'll be a penalty.
Humidity. We'll blame that one on the humidity. That ball's a little wet. Still Boot, though.
The dude, we've seen it.
Yeah.
Kid's got nothing to prove to me. I've seen him continually baffle me with every new skill that's been introduced.
Yeah, I even lost to him in an arm wrestling match at one of our practices. Came down to watch his little brother practice, and so let's arm wrestle, pal.
Cam, he painted the lines before the game.
Yeah, oh yeah, he came in. Came down, painted the lines on turf.
Sold some hot dogs between the first and second quarter. Yeah. I mean, the kid is unbelievable.
Oh, man, number 8 from Fort Elegant. I just love that here, Anthony Wiley.
So here is first and 10 for New York. The handoff right up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after a short gain. As the Pennsylvania defense continues to be stout up front.
Yeah, and Team New York here, what they're trying to do is, like Team PA has done, is try to get them to commit to the run or remember that the run's there, and then they're going to start taking their shots when they keep one of the linebackers playing up to play the run. So we're going to see passing here. We're under 2 minutes now. So
yeah, 3rd and 7, minute 50 to the left. Has his man, but it goes just in and out of his hands there as he just can't grab onto it. There was Jason Knee, the intended target.
Yeah, quarterback put too much hot sauce on the football there. A little too much mustard.
Anticipation, too. He was so wide open, and when the ball started coming towards him, he actually jumped up, a little extra momentum, a little extra zip on it. So and a little incomplete pass there, but they got their 3rd and 6 with 1:45. And Marsh lines up out of shot. Going to go right up to the middle for the first down and a couple extra. And then he gets speared.
But Tyler Merritt.
So minute 30, minute 26 now. Here's the snap. And thrown off to the side and complete. And again, just a little too much.
Yeah, when you throw that bubble screen, because that's what that was. That was a bubble screen. But when you throw it, you want to throw it to the short side of the field. And they had him throwing it.
Long 30. Side, yeah. I mean, that was a long pass.
Yeah, had him throwing it 30 yards across rather than 20.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 again from the 5th. Does stop the clock at a minute 22, does the incomplete pass. So Marsh will line up back from there's a man in motion. And that's going to cause a flag. False start on New York.
False start, illegal motion. There's two things happening there. That's okay.
So as they bring back the New York offense a few yards, thank you to a few of our sponsors. Fox's Pizza Den and Eldred, Laird Rentals, Zito Media, Adam Services, Styles by Skurve, Perfect Brewhouse Coffee and Eatery in Cuba, Charlie's, Emporium Metal Technologies Grill, Pine Acres Country Club, and our area youth football organizations, including the Bradford Raptors, Cowder Sport Youth Football. A complete pass, but it's right back to the line of scrimmage, and he gets wrapped up there. The play gets whistled dead. So that brings up a 3rd and 15. 40 seconds to go if they do choose to take a couple shots. Here's one lobbed up real high, a duck, and it is incomplete.
You know who that was?
No.
Elijah Fitton broke that up.
Yeah. Yeah, Fitton, actually, he came on a little too fast. If he would have came on a little slow, I mean, if he started farther away, would have had a shot at a second interception, but the ball was just sailing so slowly that he got there too quick, ended up just barely getting a finger on it.
Yeah, this is a smart move here to go punt, because, I mean, other people would say, I'll go for it, fourth down, close to the end of the half.
You're going to get the ball back.
But what's going to happen if PA would have played that smart, would have smacked the ball, don't even take the interception, because you get ball at the 45, and then you get the shot. So smart move to do the punt.
And as it stands, they are going to give the ball away with less than 30 seconds and end up with it after the half. So as long as they come up with a stop here, which they do at the 24.
Oh,
no, they don't.
Fitton.
Fitton somehow ended up with it, breaks a couple tackles, and he's alive at the 50. He's inside the 40-yard line and comes down with it. So they do get their shot. 11 seconds to go. Was it fumbled and Fitton picked it up, or did he?
No, he broke out of that. There was a big pile up there, and he just came out of it unscathed.
My word.
Playmaker.
So Fitton ends up with a big one there. Yeah. Just came out of a group of people. Thought for sure he was dead to rights at about the 24-yard line. Instead, he crosses midfield and gets PA all the way to the 39 with Coudre out of shotgun, 11 seconds on the clock. And they will go for a strike here. Coudre drops back. He's got an open man, but he's just underthrown.
Well, you had two ways to play this here. You get something underneath, you still have a timeout to call, then you have a quicker, like an easier shot at the end zone rather than go for with the time on the clock. But you got 7 seconds left, and unless you're going to do a quick out route here, you're going to the end zone.
That was our guy, though, Dalton Dixon at midfield,
wide
middle
open
of the field, inside the 30, 25.
Zone broke down.
Yeah, he was there. Just the ball hit the ground a few yards in front of him. So 7 seconds on the clock. Coudre will take another shot at it, assumedly. Double twins. Dixon out wide to the right. Coudre drops back. And he's wrapped up, taken down, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Coudre dropped at about the 48.
Yep.
So your two touchdowns, both with Noah Lent of Smithport. So far, the player of the game. Lent had the big run that set up his own quarterback sneak for a 7-0 lead. By the way, kicks all of his own extra points as well. 7-0 lead. And then the pass to Ogden for the 14-0 lead. And that's where we sit now after the first half of play. It's Pennsylvania 14, New York 0, as they enter the locker room for halftime. And we will take a break here and come back, recap that first half a little bit, and get ready for the second half of the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
Dr. Bob Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular congratulate all the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for their participation in the Big 30 Charities Classic. For over 40 years, the Big 30 game has provided necessary funds for countless individuals and organizations throughout the Big 30 region. Dr. Tejera also sends this reminder. For world-class vascular surgery in a small-town setting, you can count on Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford. For more information, call 814-368-8490.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
You modernize your phone every 2 years, your car 5 to 10, your home every 10 to 15. But what about your industrial or commercial building? Have you thought about what its age is costing you in the form of energy, lost productivity, and more? Kessel Construction can help. As an authorized Butler builder, they modernize aging buildings or design and build brand new ones, any size, any shape. Let Kessel show you the serious return on investment power of modern construction. Kessel Construction, any shape, any size. Let's modernize. Learn more at KesselCo.com.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
When you're shopping for floor coverings for your home or business, it's important to know whom you're dealing with. That's why so many people go to Shambita Floor Covering in Bradford. For 40 years, the Shambita family has been known for quality floor coverings and professional installation. In fact, they use only their own full-time experienced installers, not some unknown subcontractor. Your satisfaction is too important to leave to just anyone, so see the professionals at Shambita Floor Covering, 657 South Avenue in Bradford.
Spencer Auto World St. Mary's would like to congratulate Pennsylvania's Big 30 Charities Classic All-Star roster, cheerleaders, and homecoming queens. Good luck to all. Car shopping in St. Mary's just got even more fun and easier than ever. St. Mary's Auto Group is pleased to announce that we have joined the Spitzer family. We are still the same familiar faces and friendly sales and service you have trusted through the years. Visit us along the Million Dollar Highway or shop online anytime at SpitzerChevyStMarys.com. Our world is growing bigger, but it still revolves around you.
At Spitzer, our world revolves around you.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
We now return to Big 30 Football. Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank and Trust. With offices in Smithport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, and Olean, all the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. And that's a great way to bank. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Dr. Bob Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular congratulate all the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for their participation in the Big 30 Charities Classic. For over 40 years, the Big 30 game has provided necessary funds for countless individuals and organizations throughout the Big 30 region. Dr. Tejera also sends this reminder. For world-class vascular surgery in a small-town setting, you can count on Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford. For more information, call 814-368-8490.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy. Easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
When you're shopping for floor coverings for your home or business, it's important to know whom you're dealing with. That's why so many people go to Shambita Floor Covering in Bradford. For 40 years, the Shambita family has been known for quality floor coverings and professional installation. In fact, they use only their own full-time experienced installers, not some unknown subcontractor. Your satisfaction is too important to leave to just anyone, so see the professionals at Shambita Floor Covering, 657 South Avenue in Bradford.
Are you sick of having a messy basement or messy backyard? Do you have a property that just needs updated? Tim Bogue at Bogue LLC is your local handyman. Whether you have a home that needs cleaned out, yard or construction debris removal, general contracting, or even snow plowing, Tim Bogue is the guy to call. Tim's goal is to leave you with a smile on your face and a clean new estate. Tim is also offering dumpster rentals. Call Tim at 716-713-8631. Bogue LLC. No job is too big or too small.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. It's halftime here in the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. Pennsylvania has built a 14-0 lead over the New York All-Stars as we break here. And a lot of the action has been while Noah Lent was on the field, and more specifically, while the ball was in Noah Lent's hands. Our first touchdown of the game came... But about, and I mentioned that this would be a spot we would come back to. I think it was 7 minutes, around 7:40 or so left in the second quarter. So it had been a stalemate for a quarter and a half, and these teams going back and forth. PA often kind of getting the upper hand as far as field position goes, but that's it. And then all of a sudden, Noah Lent busts one out, a run on a keeper where he just scrambles across field, gets about 30 yards. Dives for the end zone, comes up just short, and then two plays later, they give it to him on the QB sneak, and he scores the touchdown there. And then after a couple more possessions, Lent gets called again. His number gets called a second time, but this time they set it up in the same way that they did for the sneak out of that I formation. But this time he turns around and rolls out to the right and finds his guy, Alex Ognan, for a one-yard pass, and that's the 14-0 as Lent also kicks his own extra points. Yeah. So he's good for those as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the heart and soul of that offense. I mean, when he's on the field, he's making things happen. And that's no, I mean, Coudray's
played well.
Yeah, I mean, that's, but I mean, when it came like push and shove, I mean, it was Lent who's taking it over, putting the game into his own hands. And even on the defensive side of the ball, we got local hometown hero, Elijah Fitt,
which
has been up and coming. He had the punt return of all punt returns right there. I mean, it didn't get into the end zone, but to turn nothing into a 50-yard gain, 50-yard punt return.
Yeah, Fitton with a great interception on a lobbed ball on a third and long where New York was just trying to just go for it before their, you know, their final attempt. Probably would have went for it on a fourth down, but took a shot on third, chucked it up to about the 20-yard line, and Elijah Fenn went up and got it. Came down and with the interception, and then, yeah, as you mentioned, on special teams as well, he on the punt return brought one up from, you know, the 20-yard line, was about dead to rights there, three, four guys around him, a whole pile, but three or four defenders around him. He pops out of there just inexplicably. Pops out of that pile and then, you know, continues to take it about, you know, a good, I don't know, 40 yards across half field. So, yeah, a couple of guys really getting it done. Coudray, as I said, has played well tonight. Just the production hasn't been there like it has been for Lent, but he's had some plays as well. He's made some really nice throws. So we'll see exactly what holds for the Pennsylvania All-Stars. New York is going to be the big question. How are they going to respond to this? Most of their offensive yardage has come with Lucas Marsh on the field. Brody Hopkins has also been in at quarterback. So that's a guy from Franklinville, Ellicottville, and a guy from Pioneer. We'll see, you know, if they can continue that. I feel like they just haven't had kind of the connection. It's been the connections. It's been Alex Ognan with Noah Lent. It's been Christian Coudray with
Connor Straub.
Right, with Straub. So we'll see if New York can find that kind of same thing. As we mentioned in the pregame, a lot of times it's which team clicks the fastest. And PA is finding an easiest time clicking with the guys, those immediate connections with the guys that they've been playing with pre-Big 30. So if New York can find that coming out of halftime, they have a good chance of being right back in this game because their defense has played well.
Yeah, and that's and the really the story. I mean, other than that, the one thing I'm noticing here tonight is the defensive lines on both teams.
Yeah.
Other than those two last PA drives, it's really been a defensive line like who's who on the defensive line, and because I mean New York's defense hasn't been playing bad.
Yeah,
they've been playing exceptional. It's just a couple things broke down, a couple big runs broke down, and that's really been a difference maker.
The defensive line has been stout on both sides. For New York, it's been Jaro Sinski of Pioneer, Lee of Allegheny Limestone. We've called his name a few times. Ferguson of Wellsville, Shinners of Salamanca, Boyla, Franklinville, Ellicottville, and Childs of Olean. The Pennsylvania defensive line has also been stout. They've been doing just as well, really, sometimes better. It's been Hutberg of Warren, Green of Warren, Vanderhoof, Costanzo of Kane called his name a few times. Cromer said his name a few times. McKenna, Park, Higley. So these guys, the defenses have played well. The defensive lines have shined. Mm-hmm. They've been absolute stars here so far through the first half of play. Now, I do want to thank some of our sponsors before we kick it to another break. That includes, we have a lot of sponsors helping us this year. It's been literally kind of the most sponsors we've ever had in the history of Big 30 coverage on WESB Sports. So thank you to Allegheny Bradford Corporation, WR Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shambita Floor Covering, Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, the Model T Inn, Jimco Sales & Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Arby's, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales and Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns and Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, and ABC Grow With Me. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back with our halftime coverage of the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products, remind you to play it safe this summer. Whether you're enjoying a cookout, a day at the beach, taking a vacation trip, whatever your summertime brings, please remember to drink responsibly. Be sure to choose a designated driver if alcohol is in the plans. And above all, have a great summer. A message from your friends at Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Are you looking to remodel your home? Not sure you can handle it? Are you looking for an expert contractor? Mentir Contracting has been serving Kane and the surrounding area for years and is looking to make your dreams a reality. From electrical decks, interior remodeling and painting, and all other general contracting, contact Jeff Mentir to help achieve these goals. Mentir Contracting is a fully licensed and insured business. Find them on Facebook or call Jeff at 1-814-331-9309.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
Spitzer Auto World St. Mary's would like to congratulate Pennsylvania's Big 30 Charities Classic All-Star roster, cheerleaders, and homecoming queens. Good luck to all. Car shopping in St. Mary's just got even more fun and easier than ever. St. Mary's Auto Group is pleased to announce that we have joined the Spitzer family. We are still the same familiar faces and friendly sales and service you have trusted through the years. Visit us along the Million Dollar Highway or shop online anytime at SpitzerChevyStMarys.com. Our world is growing bigger, but it still revolves around you.
At Spitzer, our world revolves around you.
Are you tired of slow speeds
and buffering?
Switch to Zito Media Internet. The blazing fast download speeds make it possible for multiple people to be streaming, gaming, or scrolling through TikTok without impacting the others. Say goodbye to buffering and glitches. It's great for remote work or school. Zito has the capacity to handle it all. Make the switch and upgrade today. Call Zito Media, 844-ZITO-TV1.
You modernize your phone every 2 years, your car 5 to 10, your home every 10 to 15. But what about your industrial or commercial building? Have you thought about what its age is costing you in the form of energy, lost productivity, and more? Kessel Construction can help. As an authorized Butler builder, they modernize aging buildings or design and build brand new ones, any size, any shape. Let Kessel show you the serious return on investment power of modern construction. Kessel Construction, any shape, any size. Let's modernize. Learn more at KesselCo.com.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with a car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. We are wrapping up halftime here. There's a few minutes left on the clock. We'll start the third quarter over New and two Pennsylvania quarterbacks. We've seen two New York quarterbacks. We've seen have been Lucas Marsh and Brody Hopkins. So we'll see if any other QBs might be getting looks. Those are our primary guys. And Lent has been doing it for the Pennsylvania All-Stars. We'll see just exactly who will get the look. New York will start off coming out of the break, though, with possession.
Yeah, and if you New York, I mean, there's the play calling is very, it's a safe play call. Like, they're playing it safe. But, I mean, you got to start taking some risk here. I know they took the one where it did get intercepted.
Right.
But, I mean, at this point, you're down 14-0. You got to come out of this drive, and you got to have a heck of a game plan. You got to be able to get the ball to your receivers. They're getting away from the run too quickly. And so, I mean, if you're a Pennsylvania defensive coordinator, you're just going to play zone. Just play zone because you know the pass is coming. Yeah. So they got to commit to the run, and you got to take shots. I mean, the shots are sometimes there. We're watching it. We see breakdown in the coverage.
Yeah, and New York hasn't been without any movement. I mean, they have been able to get downfield a little bit. It's just they haven't been able to string it all together at the right time. And then, like you said, they kind of just start abandoning the run, and then they become a little just too reliant. And they're almost telegraphing their plays because they have switched back so much between the I formation and the shotgun. Yep. That it's I formation, handoff, shotgun, yep. We're throwing. So they could do, you know, if they wanted to, and maybe that's part of the plan is to mask that a little bit better. I guess we'll see exactly what they have planned coming out of the halftime break. The defense, though, yeah, I mean, just kind of keep doing your thing, really, for both ends. Yep. I know PA, obviously, with that 2-touchdown lead, but even the New York defense has mostly been stout.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, I mean, New York did have a goal line stand.
Yeah, they huge did have, turnover on downs.
So, I mean, it's there. It's just, like I said, just a couple things didn't go their way. Also, I mean, the penalty there that they had, the late hit out of bounds, I mean, that doesn't help because you bump Team PA up to the 2-yard line and then.
Yeah, that's how they end up with their second TD.
Yep. So, just a little thing that you control what you can control.
Yeah, if they can clean it up a little bit, then this will be a close game. But now it's 14-0 heading into the third. Got a couple minutes left before the third quarter starts. So we'll thank some of our sponsors. Thank you to Gerg Insurance and Financial and Fitzer Ford, which are both in St. Mary's. Mentir Contracting and Allegheny Eye Care and Kane. The Beauty Lounge, Hayden Auto Detail. Lakeview Healthcare, Vogue LLC. Dresser NGS Employees, Foster Township Police Department, Rhodes Home Improvement, The Paper Factory, Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Maintenance, Otten McHenry Pharmacies, Copy Connection, Just a Vet Selling Cars, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shambita Floor Coverings, Bradford Auto Service, and Hamlin Bank & Trust.
Just want to give a thanks to all of our sponsors, too, for making this happen.
Yeah, we've been able to simulcast tonight, so you may be joining us on WESB 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, 100.1 The Hero, WBRRFM.com, streaming live, the 100.1 The Hero app, and however you join us, we appreciate it as we continue to broadcast Big 30 Football from Parkway Field. This is kind of our warm-up game.
Yep.
As the Owls will ship off on August 26th for their week one matchup at Punxsutawney.
Yeah, we'll see.
Home opener a week later.
Yeah, we'll see what the Owls are made of. And also, I mean, this broadcast, too, I mean, it's reaching. We got people down in Waynesburg listening. My wife and her friends are down in Ocean City. They're listening. So, I mean, we're reaching all over. And just, again, thank everyone for tuning in, listening to us. Get used to it because we'll be here starting in August, late August.
Settle in.
Settle in. Buckle
it's
up, baby.
Be a long fall.
We're back.
38 seconds on the clock, so we'll take one more quick break and be back with the third quarter of Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Employees of Beacon Light Behavioral Health System, affiliate of Journey Health System, would like you to know that they're grateful for their team of employees in the community for their support to improve the mental health of children, adults, and families for the last 120 years. If you want to be a part of making a positive impact in people's lives, they'd love to talk to you about joining their team. Visit beacon-light.org or follow them on Facebook for available career opportunities. Beacon Light is an equal opportunity employer.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Here we go, ready to kick off for the third quarter of the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic 2022 edition. Jimmy Keltz here, broadcasting alongside Cameron Snodgrass, and my sound engineer producer, Andy Paulson, is back at the station. Pennsylvania will kick off. New York set to receive. 14-0 PA in a boot of a kick. Sails over the head of the New York return man, Jamison Pittman, out of Olean, into the end zone. And that'll be a touchback.
You don't see many touchbacks in high school football.
Not a whole lot.
Booted it.
Yeah, I believe that was Lent.
Yeah. See what New York comes out in. See if they change up the play call and get a little bit more dubious with it.
Yeah, it wasn't all. It wasn't 100% in the eye they run and in the shotgun they throw. It was probably pretty close.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, if they can mask that a little bit. New York will start with Jamison Pittman in the backfield and Brody Hopkins. And at quarterback, they also have a fullback in that I formation and twins to the left. It's a handoff to Pittman, and he comes speeding out of the gate with a short gain, maybe five, yeah. At least four.
Yeah, I mean, if you're New York here, you want to continue staying in that I, keep him true, because eventually the play action pass is going to come in where you fake it off the Pittman and you're going to take a shot at one of the receivers because it's going to end up being a man coverage, a single coverage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Pittman's fast, man, and we've seen him make plays. It just, the O-line hasn't been able to keep the defense out of the backfield, but if Pittman can get past that first block, I mean, he's going to have some wheels going. It's going to be second and six here, again, from the eye. Here's the snap and handoff to the fullback this time. Inside, fullback will dive up and get the first down, and plus a couple extra.
Yeah, fullback got skinny there.
Yeah.
And... broke it over for the first down. So again, New York, stay with this. It's working. Make them respect the run, and then that's when you're going to take your shot. There's going to be a play action come. There has to be.
So that little fullback dive turns into a gain of about 8-9. It's first and 10 from the 33-yard line. And New York set here again in the eye. Twins to the left. Hand off to Pittman. He's out on the right, running first down,
ball's out.
And it pops out. Somebody lost a helmet.
They're going to say down.
Yeah, Pittman with another first down there. Gets almost to midfield. Lost the ball, but he was down when it happened.
No, that's a good physical run. And that's what you mean. That's what you need coming out of halftime.
Boy,
you need
to get some space, man.
Yeah.
He's fast.
I mean, and that's what you need coming out of the half, is to be able to move the ball, drive the ball.
Yeah, control the clock.
Yep, and... again, like I said, the run will always set up the pass.
So they set up first and 10 at the 45, approaching PA territory. As nightfall officially sets over Parkway Field, the lights are on, sky is dark, 13 minutes left in the third quarter. And another fullback dive, another first down, trucked into the Pennsylvania territory. And let's get that young man's name, certainly. Was it Stillman?
Yeah, I think it was. And I won't say the Pennsylvania defender's name.
That would be rude.
That out of respect, but yeah, that was a disrespectful hit there.
I mean, that, yeah, I think that's Stillman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's completely sideways to me right now. I can't see. But if it is, indeed, it would be Ryan Stillman of Portville and just running. And here goes Pittman again for another gain of about six, maybe 5-6 yards. So effectively using that run all out of the I formation, so I can take back everything I said. And between the fullback, which we think is Stillman, and Pittman out of Olean, the tailback, they've just been running freely. First down every two plays. Not an issue.
Offset eye.
There's another fullback dive. This time,
whoa,
it's Luke Peggett. So we might have had that wrong before. Peggett.
Yeah. Good physical run up.
Yeah, from Randolph. And he is just bouncing off guys, mm-hmm. sending guys to the ground, gets another first down there and almost to the red zone. Now at the 22-yard line of PA territory, first and 10. Just marching downfield, taking time off the clock. The clock is going to tick down to about 12 minutes left in the third. Here comes first and 10.
Got him to jump.
Drawn off sides.
This is everything's going right for New York. And Jimmy, the one thing that I'm noticing coming out of the break, just in the running backs, is they're not trying to stretch the field east
right.
and west. They're running
north and south.
North and south. And that's been, honestly, a difference maker so far early on.
Yeah, especially with how fast Pittman is. I mean, him not trying to get to the sideline and turn up, but just deciding to run straight ahead. I mean, it's been an impressive first drive here. And here's another one. Bounced around for another positive gain.
Yeah, looked like that. I don't think that was designed there. He didn't handle the snap cleanly and picked it up and just took off running.
Yeah.
Smart move.
So but turns it in to a gain just shy of a first down. It's going to bring up second and, I mean, I don't even know if it's a full yard, second and inches, really.
Yep. Here we go. Let's see if this is the time to do it. If we're gonna
this would be second and nothing. Yep. Yeah. So here's the offset eye. And nope, they'll hand it off to the fullback as he powers forward. Did he get enough for the first? It looks like it initially.
I'm not saying nothing because we've been wrong a lot today.
Especially on this end of the field. This end of the field has been, as New York works from right to left on your radio, that's been our downfall all night. They do signal a first down. So it's first and 10 at the 11. So yes. that could be significant. They can get a first without getting a touchdown.
Yep.
So they have one more fresh set of downs there if they do get inside the one.
Oh,
here's Pittman. Handed off to the right side. Powers through. Another positive gain. Picks up a chunk and gets inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah,
New York's just rolling.
They are, and they could do a little fake handoff here and do QB boot to the right or to the left to get in for a clean touchdown.
Yeah,
because they're going to stack the box. I mean, you're at the 4-yard line, and Team PA is going to have to stack the box. So look for a little
really
QB run.
Kind of do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't even pretended to do it's fullback or tailback. They haven't pretended anything else. Here's the handoff, and yeah, this time they get caught up with, as you said, stack the box there. Showed a couple extra guys, and that ends up working. Gets a short loss, it'll bring up a third and four.
Yeah, and if they come offside again, you're going to look for a little swing pass to the running back, or you're going to do a QB keeper here.
I mean, if that fullback can catch, I'd let him just run out from that offside eye.
Oh, for sure.
Try to sneak underneath the line there and find his way into the end zone. But it's a third and four from the five. And pitch to Pittman. He's got room. Can he get to it? He does. Touchdown, New York. Pittman with a 5-yard run. He just had the angle there, took the corner, and it was a foot race to the end zone, and Pittman won.
He should have turned on, channeled his inner Usain Bolt there. And I mean, hey, that's what New York has to do, stay true to a formation. Because I'm sure Pennsylvania talked about how to come out and shotgun their pass and they come out and eye the running, but they were just too much back and forth, even on the same drives, going from shotgun to eye. And
right.
And we're seeing the offset eye now too, which sets up a good lead blocker for Pittman.
It looks like Silvis will be the kicker for New York. It is up and it is good. So it is 14-7. New York gets on the board with a strong drive coming out of halftime. I mean, just march downfield with little to no opposition, it looked like. So 9 minutes and 9 seconds left in the third quarter. 14-7, Pennsylvania leads. This is the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
No matter how old you are or how well you may be doing, we all have to be prepared for financial up and downs. Would you like to finally get ahead this year? It's time to turn to the professionals, Kirk Insurance and Financial. They'll get you back on track through financial counseling, budgeting, and retirement planning. Call Kirk Insurance and Financial, 814-781-1020. Offices in Ridgeway, Warren, and St. Mary's.
Kirk Insurance, caring for you and the things you care for.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back for Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. Coming off the New York touchdown, their first of the night, makes it 14-7. PA leads. New York kicks off. Squibb to the left side, or to the right, rather. Picked up by
Solberg.
And a short little return, but it's going to be a pretty decent drive start for PA. At about the 33.
Curious to know if Pennsylvania tries to take the same approach of running it down their throat or if they're going to keep trying to spread the ball around. I know it's a Port Allegheny offense right now. They're going to try to pass the ball, though.
They very well might. It wouldn't be ill-advised to maybe run a little bit with that 7-point lead, 9 minutes left in the third. They can kill some clock now that New York might have some momentum working. But we'll see. Split backs. And a man in motion for Coudray. No, Lent back on the field. Lent with the little pitch to the left side. And there's a run on the first play. The positive gain of maybe 5.
Yeah, give or take. And that's a little smart heads-up play. Try to see if you can catch the defense sleeping a little bit with the motion. And they saw it was zone, so it was going to be positive yardage on the run if the O-line did their job, which they did. Good play call.
Not quite as long as I thought. Closer to 3-4 yards. And it'll bring up second down with Lent. Double twins. Shotgun awaits the snap. And now he'll pause and check. He gets reset. Now they get the snap off. It's a quick pass to Ogden on the right side, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, I mean, and that, honestly, that's not a bad play call. I think it was Tony Richards of Sheffield there. If he can maintain that block, that's a positive gain, looking at 7 or 8 yards. But kudos to, I think, 27, Jack Buncey out of Pioneer for fighting off that block.
Buncey's had a couple of nice plays tonight as well. So that brings up... Now third and long, third and about 9 with 7.5 minutes to go in the third. Lent will go back to work. He's got double twins. Snap goes a little low, but he handles it. He's in trouble. 4 defenders chasing after him, and he gets tripped up for a big loss inside the 20.
Yeah, if you're New York State, Team New York, this is best situation possible.
They've got everything working right now. Yep.
And I mean, you just drove the ball down with no passes. Ran it right down the throat. So now you get a big stop. You kind of saved yourself some field position with that big sack. They should be getting the ball into Team PA territory too.
Yeah, right near midfield. They'll be taken back over. And yeah, like you said, I mean, 12, 13, 14 plays, all runs, walk into the end zone, and then come up with a big stop here to get the ball back quickly. I mean, they could have it easily tied before the fourth quarter. That's a boot. Barely gets it to the 45, though. That's how far back they were. And it's returned. Still on his feet. Uh-oh. Gets past the defender and will be out of bounds near the 30 of PA territory.
Yeah, that's Joshua Bush out of Randolph, the Cardinals out. Good return. Stayed low to the ground. Excellent return.
Shuffling.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Like, we can't arm tackle Team PA. We can't tackle upper body. Got to go up through the legs. Coach Cam 101 right there.
Coach Cam says, Can't tackle arms, must tackle legs.
That's right.
So after the nice return, New York, with all the momentum right now, takes over at the 30 of PA territory. First and 10 from the 30, 6 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third. 14-7, PA leads.
Yep, looks like they're coming out in the I formation.
Yeah,
again.
Back in the I. It's Lucas Marsh under center and hands it off. Now another first down or close to it. This time it's Zach Winters as the tailback.
Yeah, what this is going to force Team PA to do is get out of a zone defense, and they're going to have to bring an extra man up in the box because they're getting beat right up the gut.
Quickly.
Yeah, and then consistently. So what's going to happen is they're either going to bring one of the safeties up or they're going to have a linebacker commit to the run. And, I mean, that works for New York because now you have opened up the play action pass.
So it's first and 10. Winters is back in as the tailback. He gets the call again. And he's going to get dropped after a short gain.
Hey, positive gain is a positive thing. It's better than a negative, Jimmy. Got some substitutions coming in from the New York sideline.
So that's happening after the gain of 3. Breaks it a 2nd and 7. Marsh still in a QB. He's going to go back to under center. Still in the I formation. Can't see if that's, still Winters in at tailback, but it's a play action. And Marsh ends up tripping, slipping, and falling in the backfield. And now after a late hit, we've got flags flying, unsportsmanlike, looks like, by the celebration on the field, that's going to be on New York.
Well, there could have been a late hit or...
There's another one.
Yep. Could have been a late hit coming in late.
That one's certainly on New York.
Yeah, that's just frustration.
No. So a couple of guys from New York stayed on the field and was talking to the ref. That's when the second flag came out.
Yeah, Team PA over here in the grandstands getting into it, the game.
Very much so. That's going to send New York back a lot. So remember, the trip and fall in the backfield was already a loss of 10. Right? So we'll have the loss of 10, and then on top of that,
probably 15.
We're looking at most likely an unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, they very well might be taking a third and long from the 45.
Yeah,
rather than from the 19.
It does seem that they're going to be backed up to a third and 36.
Yeah. Well, they're still going. They double stack the penalties.
Oh, no.
They were initially at the 19.
Hey, where are you going? It looks like he's just leaving.
Yeah. They were at the 19. TPA's 19. Now they are backed up to their own 42-yard line. That is a third and 49.
Third. Oh, boy. Hey, where are you going? Yeah, it looked like that guy, the marker, was just leaving the field for a moment. He just kept walking. Third and a mile for New York. And there's a little penalty or a little momentum switch. That one almost intercepted by Elijah Fitton again.
He may have stolen an interception from Anthony Wiley there. He jumped in front of his own teammate. But hey, either way, pass breakup.
Yeah, I think on defense, I think you're just going for the ball there.
Yep.
If you can get in front of a guy, you get in front of a guy. So, that's 2 defended passes along with his interception for Elijah Fitton. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left in the first – or in the third quarter, rather. And that's going to bring up 4th and a mile for New York. They get one more shot.
Yeah, and this is what I was talking about at halftime is you got to control the little things. You got to be able to control
your
emotions.
Momentum shift.
Yeah, now it's back in favor of Team PA again. Momentum's on their side.
I mean, how quickly they just – stole all that momentum.
Oh, Elijah.
Yeah, Fitton on the return. Breaks 2 tackles.
That's going to come back. We got a holding.
And gets to the 40.
Oh, we got some fighting.
Yeah, we're getting real chippy. Flags all over the place.
New York again.
Oh, boy, and he's still there. You got to go.
Get to your sideline.
It's Pittman. He's still arguing with the ref. Yep. Now he's on his way back.
How the turntables. It's a Rickyism.
1, 2, 3, 4 flags down on the field.
I think there was a penalty. I was a betting man.
Got laundry all over the place.
Now, what do we got here? Are they going to double? Because they appear to be double stacking the personal fouls or the unsportsmanlike
right, conduct. Right, the unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, because we got a.
So Fitton's return had him to the 40.
But I think the initial flag was on Team PA.
PA, right.
And then I think he got up, gave him a little bit of religion, we'll call that. And then he had the flag thrown on him.
And then he argued it.
And then he argued it, which never got
a second. Oh, there's a fifth flag back there. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
I found it.
Not one, not two.
All right, so where are we heading here?
Where are they spotting the ball?
We're still walking, currently at the 38.
Yeah.
In New York territory, by the way.
That's a 30-yard difference.
22 yards. So he was at the 40. He got 22 yards. We end up at the 38 in New York territory, first and 10.
Offsetting penalties. Yep, so they're going to replay the down, it looks like.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, because the block in the back and then the whatever the penalty ended up being,
okay.
Both were 15 yards, so they're just going to repunt it.
Wow. That's huge for New
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
It's summertime. You know what that means.
Ice cream.
Roadrunner Novelties is adding a twist to the summer snack of choice. Catch the master peddler around the Bradford area with delicious treats from ice cream sandwiches and ice cream bars to cotton candy. You may even catch him at a football game or two. Marcus Stiles is bringing the old-time ice cream bicycle back to life. Check out Roadrunner Novelties on Facebook to find out where the ice cream bike will be.
If you are struggling to afford your internet bills during the pandemic, there's a temporary government program that may be able to help. It's called the Emergency Broadband Benefit, and it provides up to a $50 monthly discount on your broadband bill to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/broadbandbenefit or call toll-free at 833-511-0311. That's 833-511-0311.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Apologies for the technical difficulties, but we are back from Parkway Field. Still 14-7. PA leads New York with 4:44 left in the third quarter in the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. We had the repunt after all the craziness. We at one point counted five flags on the field. We just repunted it, and then we had new penalties on that return. That brings PA back to the 7-yard line. Yep. So first and 10 from the 7 for Christian Coudray and the PA All-Stars. Coudray will hand it off. Slick little move there. Gets the positive yardage, but he gets tangled up after a short gain.
Can't see who that was who had the ball.
Yeah, quick cut there, though, saved him from being hit in the backfield.
Yeah, that was a good little jump cut, though. He was really shifty out there. But, yeah, I mean, hey, what we're seeing, though, is the Olean kid. They just need to pull him to the side.
Pittman.
Calm him down. Tell me what's wrong. Talk to me. We're not going to talk about Bruno. We're going to talk about what's going on here. Relax. Control the emotions because it's hurting, and it's showing right now.
Yeah, he's been very emotional the last few plays. He needs to get a handle on it before it costs him any more. Completed pass. Flag. First down, presumably, but we'll see.
I'm going to guess. Hold on.
Boy, I think we need a breather here, boys. Yeah. What are we?
We're going to call. I think Holden. Holding or illegal pick. Yep, holding.
Holding on PA. So that brings back from the first down. Was a really nice play and catch there. But, you know, it's just, it's been a not great third quarter.
An ugly one.
Since after that first drive of New York, everything's kind of gone downhill from there. So, that'll bring up second and six. No, that's before the penalty. Well, second and eight.
Yeah, because the penalty happened during the play, so it's going to be a spot penalty.
Right.
So,
right.
10 yards from where the penalty happened.
Second and eight, second and nine, something like that, from the 9-yard line.
All right, we're still figuring out some things. Referees are discussing.
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
Yep.
Holy smoke. So, thank you to our sponsors. Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Lawn Maintenance, out in McHenry Pharmacy, Copy Connection, Just a Vet Selling Cars, Fox's Pizza Den in Eldred, Laird Rentals, Zito Media, Adam Services, Styles by Skurve, Perfect Brew Coffee House and Eatery in Cuba, Charlie's Emporium Metal Technologies, Emporium Hardwoods, Red Horse Grill, Pine Acres Country Club. We got it yet?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Hey, there we go. It's second and nine from the nine.
The play wasn't there. They a little miscommunication out of the backfield. Kudre looked like a lost dog trying to find his parents again out there.
So that's it. It does turn into a short gain for what it's worth. It's going to bring up a third and seven from the right on the 10-yard line there.
Yeah, and somehow New York is holding tough here after all the extracurricular activities. They're responding well. Oh, bobbled snap. Fumble by Kudre.
So it's picked up by Pennsylvania. Captain turned into for a small gain, actually. Holy moly, got lucky on that one.
I'm noticing, hey, on coming out in the second half, what I'm seeing on Team PA, center, low snaps.
Yes,
that's kind of
there have been quite a few.
Seven so far since the half started.
Yeah, on the punt was low.
Hey, you know what? That's a testament to that D line, though, because probably what the center's thinking is, I got to get the snap off and get set so I can do what my second responsibility is.
Right.
And so it's just tough, and he's trying to do two things. That center's important in football.
Here's fourth and five from the 12. Punted.
Boop.
Wow. Yeah, an absolute moonshot. Gets over the 50-yard line. Going to be returned and brought down at the 30. Eight-ish.
Yeah. Team PA is looking for the fans here in the stand. Looking for,
fans
looking for a penalty. But clean block. Was a blindside.
So that brings us inside of 2 minutes left in the third. I feel like we just need to get out of this quarter and get reset. It's been a sloppy one for both sides, really. New York kind of lucky that they haven't, really paid a huge price. PA hasn't scored because of all of this. They do end up getting the ball back here with good field position. 40-yard line in PA territory. First and 10. New York takes the field.
You know, come back to the eye again.
Yes.
Proving to work, but look how close that safety's coming up.
And it's going to be straight up the middle with the fullback. No gain there.
No gain, no gain. But hey, Jimmy, when you're watching Team PA, because they were dropping back like 15 yards up the line of scrimmage, they're snuck up now like 9 yards up the scrimmage, and that is all a testament to what Team New York's doing running the ball.
Ready to for that play action pass here real soon.
Yeah, it's going
to
happen, I'm telling you. I'm not a crazy man.
New York will set up, short game, second and 8.5 from the I formation again, handed off to Pittman. He works his way inside and again just kind of keeps the legs churning, ends up with a pretty big gain.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of controlled aggression. They're a little bit fired up from this quarter,
right.
And use that as motivation, use that as you take it out on the football field.
Started running downhill. It's going to bring up a third and short, third and two from the 32-yard line.
14-7. We got about 42 seconds to go in the third.
So New York trying to punch it in again and tie this game up. Here comes the third and short. Offset eye. Pittman gets the pitch. He's got the first down and a few extra. He's brought down at about the 25.
Yeah, good old pitch and catch. And you know what? The people from the 50s, 60s, 70s are going to love this type of football. Ground and pound, a little defensive game, low scoring football game. Love to see it. This is old school football we're seeing.
It is, yeah. It's just run and defense.
Love to see it. I wonder if New York's going to try to get a playoff before the end of the quarter.
12 seconds here on the clock now. And here they come up in formation. Pittman, tailback, offset eye, snapped, tailback, or halfback, or fullback, rather. Let's run through the options. It wasn't a corner or quarter. It was a fullback. It was dived up the middle and a short gain. Ends the quarter. So when we come back for the fourth, New York will be where they would like to start the quarter. That's for sure. They will have second and 8 from the 23-yard line, somewhere in there. And they'll be trailing by 7 to PA. It's 14-7. We'll be back with the thrilling fourth quarter finale of the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Yes, sir.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Spencer Honor World St. Mary's would like to congratulate Pennsylvania's Big 30 Charities Classic All-Star roster, cheerleaders, and homecoming queens. Good luck to all. Car shopping in St. Mary's just got even more fun and easier than ever. St. Mary's Auto Group is pleased to announce that we have joined the Spitzer family. We are still the same familiar faces and friendly sales and service you have trusted through the years. Visit us along a Million Dollar Highway or shop online anytime at SpitzerChevyStMarys.com. Our world is growing bigger, but it still revolves around you.
At Spitzer, our world revolves around you.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Here we go. 15 minutes left. One more quarter. New York takes over. 2nd and 8. And it's no gain on the play. PA leads 14-7 heading into the fourth quarter of the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. But New York has had a lot more offensive production here since halftime. Came out of the halftime break to start the third quarter with possession. Drove down the field with little opposition, maybe 12 plays, all runs. They score their first touchdown. Then the rest of the quarter gets sloppy. A lot of flags. And now they've put together another drive here to put them inside the 25. Important third down here, 3rd and 8, out of the shotgun. Drops back.
Oh, yeah, Pittman wide
open.
Pass
to the left, and it's overthrown.
Oh, man, Pittman was wide open.
Pittman's got
too.
His arms up. Saying, what happened?
He's been an oiled up pig today, dude. Mm-hmm. No one can stop him. He's been slipping off everything, and he snuck out of there. If the quarterback just read his progressions right to left, they would have saw Pittman wide open. That was a walking touchdown.
So he's got 4th down now and a decision to make as it's 4th and 8. But, boy, are you going to get inside the 30 again? Remains to be seen. You're a touchdown back, 14-7. So this play,
pretty important play,
is pivotal right now.
Well, we got timeout.
Yeah.
Smart timeout by PA. Yeah, so you want to see what you want to get the look in.
Wait until they get to their formation there. Call a timeout. It's a good call. So we'll take a timeout with them and be back for the last 14 minutes of action here as New York is knocking on the door. It's the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back from the timeout, it's 4th and 8 for the New York All-Stars at the 23-yard line. And a huge play here. Man in motion, it's Pittman from right to left. There's the throw, and it's overthrown, and it's a turnover on downs. So PA gets the stop. So New York has shown that, you know, when they're able to rely on the run, they've kind of figured that out here in the second half. They figured out the run. If they can rely on it, it's there. But in a must-pass situation, they are struggling.
Yeah, and I mean, and that hit a clean pocket, too, and a wide-open receiver.
The last plays.
I don't even know. Like, maybe the ball's slippery from the humidity. Sure, I have no idea what it is. But, I mean, he got a wide-open first down right there.
So turnover on downs sends Noah Lent and the Pennsylvania All-Stars back onto the field. Starting with a 1st and 10 from their own 23. Here's the snap. Hand it off. Up the middle. Got some room. And he stumbles, bumbles, and rumbles his way to the 45-yard line. And just a nice run from one of the bigger boys down there. Looked like... I don't want to get
maybe
it wrong.
Maybe a Warren player. I see a giant W on the helmet.
Well, then, in that case, we agree. Then it's Schaefer, I believe. I thought it was 16. If you see a W on the helmet, then that sounds right.
Uh-oh.
Here's Marciniak around the corner. He turns upfield and gets another first down in New York territory. Two plays, and PA has gone, what, close to 40 yards.
Yeah, and it seems this is the offense that's clicking for Team PA is when Lent's out there with Marciniak, and you have...
Yeah, that personnel this, set, yeah.
Because this is the offense that they are moving the ball kind of at will.
So 1st and 10 now at the 44-yard line, New York territory. Now PA moves it down. Lent takes the snap, hands it off. It's another run up the gut, and again, maybe 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, and what Team PA is doing, running that read option with Lent, because they know New York has to respect Noah Lent and his speed and his running ability out there. So running the read option, kind of you're forcing the defense to pause, because now you have to pay attention to, does Mr. Lent have the ball or not?
Right.
And that's why it's working right now.
So here's your 2nd and 5. Double twins, low snap. Picks it up, but gets hammered in the backfield. And there's that snap that we've been talking about. Is that one skips right through his feet?
Yeah, it's got to be a wet foot. I have no idea what it is.
Could be. Yeah. Very well could be, yeah. That's going to bring up 3rd and 15 from there. 2nd and 5, I think it was. Now a 3rd and 15.
Yeah, this is what you need if you're Team New York. Back them up. Force them to throw.
They need another one of those. Redo. Here's a snap. Lent to the left side. Has his receiver off and running. Uh-oh. Gets across. Still on his feet at the 20. It's a foot race. 10-5. Walks into the end zone.
Cameron Marciniak.
Marciniak of Johnsonburg.
Hey, remember what we talked play. About in the pregame?
Yeah, that's right. You said he reminded you of Christian McCaffrey.
That's right. Yeah, he was a dog. That's all I remember. And that kid... I mean, New York came after, and the last broken tackle was a sound attempt by New York as well.
So that was, what, a 53-yard run? Do I have that right?
Yeah, 53. Well, no, it's more. It was a bubble screen. It was
a 53-yard catch and throw, rather.
Yeah, Noah Lent again.
Yeah, that one went wide left, so it's going to be 20 to 7.
Yeah, Cam Arseniak coming in here and taking the breath out of Team New York sideline.
So, yeah, that's Noah Lent with his second throwing touchdown.
That's right.
Although he didn't do much there. That was all Marciniak. He takes it about 53 yards to the house on the bubble screen. So, nice catch and throw there. It's 20-7 after the missed extra point with 11 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. This is the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports. Dr. Bob Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular congratulate all the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for their participation in the Big 30 Charities Classic. For over 40 years, the Big 30 game has provided necessary funds for countless individuals and organizations throughout the Big 30 region. Dr. Tejera also sends this reminder. For world-class vascular surgery in a small-town setting, you can count on Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford. For more information, call 814-368-8490.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Did I kick it?
No, I don't think intentionally. That was the kickoff after the PA touchdown, after Cameron Marciniak went 53 yards to the house. Lent missed the extra point. PA went to kick off, and as you said, I think it was easily mistakable as an onside. I don't think it was intentional. I think they meant to kick it low, like they have been doing, and this one just bounced off the ground. So New York's going to end up with it at the 41-yard line for a first and 10.
I'm telling you, that football's slippery tonight. Something's up with it. Tom Brady's been in the building.
Yeah. So here comes New York now. And it's going to go. Wow, nice tackle there.
Tackle. So 52?
Yeah, 52 is gets the stop there. Might have saved a first down. As New York comes with a head full of steam out of the backfield, ends up with a gain of 4, but could have been a lot more if not for that tackle.
Yeah. Kudos to Gannon Jacque on that. He's been a silent player today, but in a good way.
Here's another handoff, and this one is brought down in the backfield, almost to the original line of scrimmage. So PA gets that one back.
Yeah, I mean, and this is what we were talking about, is you can't bounce back and forth from I formation to shotgun, shotgun to I formation.
They've kept doing that. Yeah,
we're going to see a shotgun here.
Yeah, since we mentioned it at halftime, it's been 100%. If it's an I formation or an offside I, they've run, and if it's been a shotgun, they've passed. So here's shotgun. Here's the pass, and it's another screen, falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, again, 21 wide open, but that just looks like they're looking left all the time. The quarterback is, because 21 for New York State, which appears, Gage Furrow out of Cat Little Valley, wide open, about 30 yards down the field.
Yeah, either not progressing to the reads or maybe just trying to force something there on the left. But it's going to bring up a fourth and 7 from the 44-yard line. New York with the ball, down 13, 20-7 PA leads with about 10.5 minutes left in the game. Another shotgun formation. So going for it here with 4th and long, and he's airing it out, trying to get to it. He's caught it, and it's at the 20-yard line.
31, Team New York. That is going to be Cole
Hedlund.
We've
got a flag in the backfield, and it's on New York.
Holding. Oh, man, what a dagger to the heart. Heartbreaking.
So that was Lucas Marsh, quarterback. He just dropped back. He saw where his guy was and where he thought his guy could be. He aired it out, and credit to his guy, because he got there. It was a foot race to the ball as it soared down. He got there, caught it, first down at the 25, or at the 20, a huge gain. And a flag in the backfield brings it all the way back.
Yeah, I mean, props to Cole Hedlund, our first time calling Salamanca tonight. Man, he caught that. I mean, it wasn't the ball was ugly in the air. It looked like a wounded duck up.
Yeah, it was
in the air.
A duck, yeah.
Yeah. But still, just for him to get out there. I mean, yeah, you gotta take your L right here if you're New York. There's no reason to go for it here.
No, you made the magic happen once. So yep. It's not gonna come again from 21 yards away. That's what it would be. 4th and 21 from the 30. Boy, that's a rough one. That one hurts. 10.5 minutes left for New York. They will punt this one off.
Oh, no.
Punt sails overhead. He's going to have to take a knee inside the 5. And, boy, things couldn't go much better for PA right now.
Oh, man, right down at the one-yard line.
Too. Yeah, with a 13-point lead, PA is going to take over real close to the goal line.
Yeah, if you're New York, you need that goal line stand that you had in the first
quarter. You remember that, yeah? You call back to it.
Yep.
Hopefully the coaches are talking about it right now.
Bend over.
Hey, we already did this.
Yep, and because the team PA rotates in two offenses, Nolan is appears to be.
No, it's Coudray. Yeah,
no, Coudray's off the field.
That's
so.
Right, yeah. So Coudray with split backs and Twins on the right.
Uh-oh.
Wow, up the middle, and they get the stop on first down.
Yep. I'd like to see him take a shot here for Captain America.
Yeah, it would be nice to see Dixon in with a touchdown.
It would be a welcome sight.
I don't know if he's had a target from Coudray yet. Lent's thrown at him a couple times. Oh, we've got a cramp on a New York player's.
Cramp of my style.
Yeah, he hits the ground at about the 7-yard line. So we'll a little pause in the action here. Thanks some of our sponsors. Arby's, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales and Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns and Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, ABC Grow With Me, the Model T Inn, Jimco Sales and Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Thacker Development, our area youth football organizations, including the Bradford Raptors, Cottersport Youth Football, Warren County Youth Football, and the Smithport Little Hubs.
Yeah, we'll be Bradford Raptors will be playing at Parkway tomorrow. We're opening up the season against the Kane Tornadoes. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, stop down at Parkway Field and catch the boys and girls in action.
Beautiful. Those are future Owls.
That's right.
So second and goal from the 2. PA knocking on the door. There's a head full of steam. Hit in the backfield. Stays up. Second chance.
What are they calling here? They're going to call him down.
And he looks just short.
Just a caterpillar short.
Yeah, that's going to make it now third and goal from the 1.
Yeah, so. Let's go. Let's get Dalton the ball here. Throw it up. 50-50. As you said earlier, Jimmy, it's really an 80-20 based
right.
off
Dalton
of
Dixon.
Facts, right?
Dalton Dixon makes a 50-50 ball, an 80-20 ball. That's a quote. You can take it with you. Write it down if you like.
That's actually a fact.
Here's your
come on,
split backs.
There
shotgun.
Oh,
when he shorted him. It's a touchdown pass.
Who was that?
Wow. It was a really nice play.
Oh, hey, that's the dog there from Ridgeway. That is Eric Salberg. I mean, he's earned it. I mean, he's been having a game.
Yeah, Salberg's been doing it today. So Salberg from Coudray. Coudray also finally gets on the boards. I'm sure he's been watching Lent all game saying, hey, man,
yeah,
save one for me maybe. But Coudray to Salberg.
Yep. Number 9 here on for the field goal for the extra point. Noah Lent.
Yeah, that's Lent. That's their kicker, Noah Lent.
Yeah, not the quarterback.
Hey. And this one is up and good.
Cartwheel. Done by Elijah Fenton. Got penalized.
Fenton's just rolling around and maybe hurt his arm on the play. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, his arm cramps here in this humidity.
They what?
Oh, they roughed the kicker.
Oh, they roughed the kicker.
I think the wind gust, too, and I think the adverse effect made Elijah Fenton flip. It was a pretty strong gust that I saw. It only affected Elijah that made him do kind of like a cartwheel, lost control.
Yeah.
Hope he's okay. Here you go, Jimmy. They're throwing T-shirts out.
I think they grab me, will you?
Here.
I think it's just kind of Fenton's thing. So that does make it 27-7. Pennsylvania leads after the touchdown and extra point. 9:19 left in the game. It's the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
When you're shopping for floor coverings for your home or business, it's important to know whom you're dealing with. That's why so many people go to Shambita Floor Covering in Bradford. For 40 years, the Shambita family has been known for quality floor coverings and professional installation. In fact, they use only their own full-time experienced installers, not some unknown subcontractor. Your satisfaction is too important to leave to just anyone, so see the professionals at Shambita Floor Covering, 657 South Avenue in Bradford.
We now
now return to Big 30 Football.
Back at Parkway Field for the final 9 minutes, 19 seconds of Big 30 Football.
I will say for a visual for folks at home, the touchdown score that happened, if you pictured what the Seattle Seahawks when they lost the Super Bowl, TPA actually ran that play better than the Seahawks did. So
TPA ran the you should have ran
Marshawn that play.
Lynch, yep, that play, only they ended up scoring.
Yeah, they did it right.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah,
good call. Could have thrown it to Dixon. They didn't. Shout out to Selberg.
I'll talk to the coach.
It's 9:19. It's 9:19 left in the game. 27-20 PA leads. We've got another touchback.
Yeah, another.
Well, I guess we had the penalties there. Yeah, roughing the kicker there on that last field goal. So they kicked off up closer to midfield. All but guaranteed a touchback on that one. So New York will start from the 20, but now they've got a bigger deficit to try to come back from.
Bum, bum, bum. See what New York draws. I mean, it's going to be passing from here on out.
Boy, how quickly this game changed.
Yeah.
Remember, after the first drive of the third quarter, when they, effortlessly ran the ball down and right into the end zone, and I said they could have this game tied by halftime. Yeah, and there's Pittman with a run, left side, breaking tackles, staying on his feet, finally comes down after a short gain.
Yeah, I mean, Pittman
throwing guys off him.
Yeah, I mean, that was a loss, too. Again?
No, he
no, 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 I'm saying it was going to be a loss, right. But yeah, just slippery out there.
He's a bit of a monster. It was a gain of 3, so it'll make it 2nd and 7. More runs, though. I mean, that clock keeps ticking. On to 8:40 left.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't want to run the ball here.
It seems like it's not best-case scenario, but they are back in that I formation.
Uh-oh. No!
And it's
number 5.
One of those dives right up through the middle. Wow, nice run, number 5.
Luke Paget out of Randolph. He's a Cardinal.
He had some of those big fullback dives earlier in the game, in that third quarter there, the scoring drive, I mean, for New York. And he gets a big one here. Big gain brings him up to the 47-yard line for a new set of downs. Now we've got...
This one's right out of the eye.
Yeah, another eye formation here. So, by all accounts, they intend to keep running. And there's Pittman again with another handoff. Gets to about midfield and then backed up. So, a gain of maybe 3. We'll bring up 2nd and 7 from the 50.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do something here. I mean, you gotta start spreading the ball around because you can't rely on a big run.
Can't believe that we haven't seen a play action out of that I formation yet. It just doesn't.
No, it's wild because it's there. If you watch, because we got number 1 for New York, Jason. Nah, if you watch, it's single coverage, safety's coming up.
Here's
there. Look at the slot.
2nd and 7 from the 50. Fullback dive. And another nice gain. Maybe 5 there. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2. But, yeah, since we mentioned it at halftime, they've been 100% I formation. It's a run.
Yeah, I mean,
if they're throwing, it's out of the shotgun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert by any means for football. But I would probably run a play action pass out of the eye because it is there.
I wouldn't necessarily do it here, but I would have done one by now. Yeah.
Yeah.
6:40 left in the game. Still 27-7. PA leads. 3rd and 2. And a keeper there.
That's going to be close.
Yeah. I don't know if he has it.
I don't know either.
It looks like he came up just short of it. We'll see. Maybe a friendly spot gets the job done.
I think he's there.
First down.
Oh, he threw that left arm with authority, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just any first down. It was a first down.
That is a 1st and 10, fresh set of downs for New York. But all this running has him down to about 6 minutes left in the game. 27-7, 1st and 10 from the 43.
Offset eye. Should be a pitch. The Pittman.
Pitch to Pittman. Yep. Pittman is going to try to hit that sideline. He's got to it. First down. Turning it up. And a few extra. Gets him on the other side of the 30-yard line.
So they got three. So when they run the eye, it's either a dive up, a quick hand up to the fullback, or it's going to be Pittman to the six or the five hole. And then when they go to the offset eye, it's always the pitch to Pittman.
It's been mostly, yeah, it's been mostly either a fullback dive or tailback sweep from the offset or from the eye.
Yep.
From the offset, it's mostly been a pitch. And if it's a throw, it's a shotgun.
Uh-oh.
Popped. Ball is loose. Down in the backfield, New York recovers, but they lose quite a few on the play.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, with 5 seconds, I mean, I don't think they're going for game. I don't think they're trying to.
5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it, running the ball here, I mean, if you're going out to try to win the game, you're going to.
Running the ball here signifies that they've pretty much done, I think.
Yeah, and what they're trying to do is end on positives. Don't let the kids go out with a bad idea. Because if you come out passing, it's not working. It's not a good taste. But if you're out moving the ball, running, it's something to take home with
you. We've seen a couple duck throws. Yep. Yeah.
Out of
so
shotgun.
Here's second and 18. Out of the shot. Pittman in motion. Pitched it to him.
Whoa.
Big loss.
Read perfectly. Who is that? 85 for PA. That is Justice Green out of Warren. He served justice there.
Looked like he's, I mean, it. Where he was when Pittman got that pitch looked like he lined up in New York territory.
Yep.
He was right there as soon as Pittman touched that ball. He was going down. I mean, nowhere to go. That brings up a third and very long, 26, all the way back to the 45-yard line. Remember, their line of scrimmage is the 29.
Yep.
So, a bit of a bummer. They get all the way into PA territory inside the 30, and all of a sudden you're looking at a third and long from the 45. Shotgun formation again. Drop back. Looks to the right this time.
Oh, good ball.
Got a nice throw down there. Oh, and it's dropped and caught.
That, hey, you know what? He had that too. Who's that? 31 from New York. That's Cole Headland, who did have the miracle catch there.
Right.
Got called back for a penalty, but that one just off the chest.
Yeah, that one caught and dropped. Wouldn't have been a first down. Would have been close to it.
Yeah.
Would have been close enough that, you know, fourth and short, they can even go back to a run if they wanted to.
He popped it. He dropped it. He just didn't lock it.
Forgot that last step.
Yep.
Brings up a fourth and 26 with 3:49 left to play. High snap, controlled, tossed in the air and intercepted.
Is that Elijah Fitton?
It sure does look like it, doesn't it?
Is that Elijah Fitton, Jimmy?
Go ahead and tell me. You go ahead and tell me.
Jimmy, I got breaking news. According to my sources, that is Elijah Fitton.
That's our guy, Fitton, with his second interception of the game. He also had two batted passes.
A little too late.
And a couple of nice punt returns.
Yeah, a little too late for passing, though.
Passing. 27-7, 3:42 left in the game. PA leads. PA takes over first and 10 from the 25.
Yeah, you're just going to run the clock. Everything's all going to be runs here. Kill the clock. Get out. Don't want to get anyone hurt before they get sent off to college.
That does sound like a bad time. Lentz back out on the field. He'll take the snap from the shotgun. Double twins. There it is. Here's a snap, and it'll be a handoff. Did he keep it?
No, he kept it. Read option there. They saw the outside linebacker committed to the
It was a really
back.
Good fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it right in his chest and then pulled it back. So a no gain on the play, I think.
Yeah, no gain, no gain there.
Bring up a second and 10. While we that does get the clock rolling again, as we'll get close to 3 minutes here before the next play.
Yep, just kill it. They're down to 15 seconds on the play clock. Probably going to.
This will all but put it away here for Pennsylvania.
Yeah, first down will end it.
Split backs. for Lent, turns around, pitches it out. Marciniak is going to get a little head of steam there and get a short gain. Thank you again to some of our sponsors here as we get ready to wrap things up. Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shimbita Floor Covering, Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, the Model T Inn, Jimco Sales & Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, and Thacker Development. Ready for a 3rd and 6 from the 29, 2.5 minutes to go now. And PA would be looking for a first down here just to, so that way they can wrap this thing up.
Yep.
A fresh set of downs would go a long way to end it for them. So there's the run, and it's fumbled, picked up, New York off and running. That's going to be a walk-in touchdown.
That is Joshua Bush out of Randolph
for New York, and wow, what a gift. As trying to get a playoff, trying to run down as much clock as you can, yeah. get a run, and maybe hopefully pick up the first down so you can keep running the clock. You end up with a fumble, and Bush scoops it up, and it's a foot race to the end zone.
I mean, you're almost guaranteed to do some shape or form of an onside kick here. Obviously, I believe New York has their timeout still. But if PA recovers that with the onside kick, I mean, barring the extra points, down by 14. So the game's not completely out yet.
No, not totally. 2 minutes is a long time. PA is going to take a timeout before the kick. Interestingly enough. So we'll take that opportunity to thank a few more sponsors. Arby's, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales and Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns and Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, and ABC Grow With Me.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
And let's see. I 1 minute, 59 seconds left, 27-13 PA with an oddly called timeout there. No? Odd, yeah. I mean, they're gonna get together after the kick, before the kickoff. So,
let's see. I don't know the reason for it.
Here's the kick. Oh, it's a fake. And New York.
Oh no! In and out of the hands.
Yeah,
not a bad pass.
Just dropped. Dropped number right in the middle of the end zone.
Luke Paget, Randolph. That's all right, kid. Keep your chin high. You're only down by 14 still. So
we go into the final 2 minutes of action. 27-13. New York will kick back off the PA. It's the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 Football on WESB Sports.
Are you sick of having a messy basement or messy backyard? Do you have a property that just needs updated? Tim Bogue at Bogue LLC is your local handyman. Whether you have a home that needs cleaned out, yard or construction debris removal, general contracting, or even snow plowing, Tim Bogue is the guy to call. Tim's goal is to leave you with a smile on your face and a clean new estate. Tim is also offering dumpster rentals. Call Tim at 716-713-8631. Bogue LLC. No job is too big or too small.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back to Parkway Field again with 1 minute and 59 seconds left of the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. PA leads, but New York did just score a touchdown off about a 40-yard return fumble recovery.
And it was
a New York touchdown. Missed two-point conversion makes it 27-13.
Yeah. To the onside kick here. Oh, also happy birthday to Owls coach Davis Reddington.
Davis,
big baby Davis.
That's our guy.
Oh, what do we got here? Oh, staying back. Oh, they got it.
They got the onside.
They came up with the onside kick.
So New York comes up with the onside kick, and it takes no time off the clock.
Weezer said it best. Say it ain't so.
I mean, they drew that one up perfectly, by the way, and went after that ball, grabs it on his way out of bounds. So they get the onside kick, and not only that, but they get it without taking a second off the clock. I mean, they couldn't have drawn it up any better. They also start at the 41-yard line. Or, no.
39.
The 39-yard line.
See what they do? The knot in the I formation. See what they got? They got trips right. Trips right, guy at the top receiver, the X receiver's at the top.
So here's the drop back.
Oh, no.
Bubble screen.
Oh, no,
hit as he threw.
Oh.
And they call it incomplete. He was hit as he threw.
They got away with one, Jimmy, because I got a secret.
They might have. It was close. I could see it going either way. So that'll bring up a second and 10. And that incomplete pass burns a few seconds, makes it 1:55 to go. New York looking for a quick strike here because they need to get it back again, down by 14.
Yeah, I mean, they got to – some magic's got to happen. I think they added another back into the backfield for protection.
I'm not exactly sure why they went for that two-point conversion on the last one.
Oh,
here's
go.
A nice
here
pass.
Go.
That one
– oh, wow. Elijah almost with this third interception.
I mean, that was a nice pass. It was that one was – less of a floater, you know, not as much of a duck, and it was right on target, but Fitton's just quick, and he read it, and he had plenty of time to get up and almost get to it. And it ends up falling incomplete, but he does come away with his third batted pass.
That he
does. Something to be said for that. 27-13, PA still leads. We're down to 1:49 left. Third and 10 from the 39-yard line. New York with a couple more shots.
You don't even have to take deep shots here. You got plenty of time.
Drops back. Uh-oh. Rolls to the left. Towards the sideline, he's going to lob it up here, and there's nobody there. I think just got out of trouble with that one.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, I mean, you don't have to score right away because you still have under 2 minutes. What you want to do
I don't
is
know
to
why they
a
didn't have a guy streaking down towards the sideline at you know, the 32-yard line there.
Yeah, because they're trying to take 20, 30-yard shots. I mean, the 10-yard shots are there because of how far back PA's playing.
Yeah, there was nobody right there, nope. Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't need 20 yards for a first down. Like I said, plenty of time. Thought we got struck by lightning there with how loud the people's feet.
That one was a loud one. Yeah. We've got a minute 40 left, and New York's still hanging on here. They've got a fourth down, fourth and 10 from the 39. Here's the snap. Drops back. Great block, but I think he rushed it anyways.
As false start.
We had a PA defender. Flag on the play. PA defender who just broke right through the line, but one of the tailbacks back there hit him with a great block, but it was so quick that I think the quarterback thought he had to get rid of it anyways.
What I am curious about, because if it was a false start, the play never happens. So, illegal shift, so... They still get another shot on offense. They just get bumped back 5 yards because it's a pre-play foul. So New York's not out of the water yet.
They'll get one more.
Did I win the 50-50, Jimmy?
No, you just decline it.
Well, you can't because it's still – I don't even know what's going on.
Well, whatever happened –
this play never happened.
They turned it over, so it's – PA's offense is on the field, whatever it is.
All right. You just got to run the ball here and not fumble it.
1 minute, 38 seconds left. Pennsylvania up 27-13. And with possession, first and 10 from the 39. Here's the snap. Coudray hands it off. Runned up the gut. He's got room. First down. Still on his feet across the 50. He goes out of bounds near the 45 in New York territory. Nice run.
Yeah. Who was that?
That, my friend, if you're asking.
I am. Asking for a friend, though.
I want to say Tony Lewis. I sure would like to say that.
Big tone.
But I couldn't be... totally positive, if I'm being honest with you.
That's okay. You haven't been honest today, Jimmy. Your eyes have been lying.
I think I'm right. I got to tell you. Not for nothing. First and 10 from the 45, New York territory. Here's another one run on the left side. And that's going to be another nice game. Maybe five on that one.
They got some good runs going on here.
They do indeed. So second and four now from the 39. Gain of six on that last one.
1 minute to go.
Yeah, inside. Clock ticks inside of 1 minute. And PA letting that play clock get down a little bit. Oh, yeah, they'll take a knee here, and that'll be the end of it. A few more sponsors to thank here before we end our game coverage. Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Lawn Maintenance, Otten McHenry Pharmacy, Copy Connection, Just the Vet Selling Cars, our friends in Cameron County, including Graham Electrical, Superior Technologies, Slater Stump Grinding, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, and the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce. Gerg Insurance and Financial and Fitzer Ford, both in St. Mary's. Mentir Contracting and Allegheny Eye Care in Kane. The Beauty Lounge, Hayden Auto Detail, Charlie's, Emporium Metal Technologies, Emporium Hardwoods, Red Horse Grill, Pine Acres Country Club, Fox's Pizza Den and Eldred, Laird Rentals, Zito Media, Adam Services, Styles by Skurve, and Perfect Brew Coffee House and Eatery in Cuba. And that is the 2022 Big 30 game. It ends with the Pennsylvania All-Stars in victory formation.
Yeah, and that's...
Thoughts, Cam?
Hot and cold. Wild third quarter. Not third quarter to write home about by any means, but it was a crazy third quarter. I mean, New York showed flashes when they stuck with the I formation, but when they got away from that.
When they were forced into passing plays.
It didn't
go as well. The running game was strong. They had problems with the pass. PA, a little more all around. They had a good game, as highlighted kind of by the plays. They had a rushing touchdown. They had a throwing touchdown. And they had a couple of interceptions. So you can just point to kind of the highlights and say, they had the ground game going. They had the air game going. They had the defense working. So a very complete victory for Pennsylvania as they come away with another win here in the 49th iteration of the game. So we're going to take a quick pause and come back with our post-game coverage where we'll just recap really quick and then we'll send us out on our way into the night. That's a Pennsylvania win in the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic.
Big 30 football on WESB Sports.
Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development for your new home construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your needs and desires to Thacker and let their team's dedication and experience help make your dreams reality. Thacker Development tackles and makes sense of all your project needs. They've been the home team for 20 years and want to thank you for your continued support. Best of luck to Team Pennsylvania from Thacker Development. Call 814-558-2447 to get a drive started.
No matter how old you are or how well you may be doing, we all have to be prepared for financial up and downs. Would you like to finally get ahead this year? It's time to turn to the professionals, Gerg Insurance and Financial. They'll get you back on track through financial counseling, budgeting, and retirement planning. Call Gerg Insurance and Financial, 814-781-1020. Office is in Ridgeway, Warren, and St. Mary's.
Gerg Insurance, caring for you and the things you care for.
You modernize your phone every 2 years, your car 5 to 10, your home every 10 to 15. But what about your industrial or commercial building? Have you thought about what its age is costing you in the form of energy, lost productivity, and more? Kessel Construction can help. As an authorized Butler builder, they modernize aging buildings or design and build brand new ones, any size, any shape. Let Kessel show you the serious return on investment power of modern construction. Kessel Construction, any shape, any size. Let's modernize. Learn more at KesselCo.com.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Are you looking to remodel your home? Not sure you can handle it? Are you looking
Looking for an expert contractor? Mentir Contracting has been serving Kane and the surrounding area for years and is looking to make your dreams a reality. From electrical decks, interior remodeling and painting, and all other general contracting, contact Jeff Mentir to help achieve these goals. Mentir Contracting is a fully licensed and insured business. Find them on Facebook or call Jeff at 1-814-331-9309.
We now return to Big 30 Football.
Back to Parkway Field as we wrap up the 2022 Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic, which ends in a Pennsylvania victory, 27-13 over the New York All-Stars. They win it in victory formation, taking the knee at the end of the game. I'll tell you, the 27-13, it's a 14-point win for Bradford and or for PA. And that really... I mean, it was a scoreless game for the first quarter and a half.
Yep.
And PA gets on the board first. And then we go into halftime. PA still got them held out. And then when we came out for the third, it looked like it was going to be all New York.
Yeah.
Early on in the second half. PA is able to hang on and they end the game, I think, feeling pretty good about that win. A pretty complete team win.
Yeah.
Performing on all sides of the ball. We'll recap it, but first I want to get any final thoughts from you, Cam.
Yeah, the defensive line for me on both sides was the story. I mean, we saw it kind of break down, but I mean, you expect that going late into a game on a human night. But I honestly think both defenses played well. I know the 27 points. Oh, Cam, you're crazy. How did New York defense play well? Well, it happens. But, I mean, Pennsylvania played lights. I mean, hometown, Elijah Fenton, probably defensive player of the game, I would say. With two interceptions, three pass breakups, special teams play. That was another big thing. But really, my thing was Pennsylvania did the little things right, and New York kind of messed it up a little bit. They kind of
That's what it was, yeah. Right? It was kind of some stuff off the field.
Yeah, just like the extra stuff.
They might have been very much in this game had it not been for a handful of yellow flags and a couple of red ones for good measure. But we do, like you said, it's the little things. I think Fitton probably was the standout defensively. I don't know if you can, that D-line was so good. Yeah. It was so good. But it's hard to pick and choose one or two guys from the D-line. Whereas Fitton, obviously, in playing a corner, was able to really make – a couple of big plays, a couple of interceptions, three batted down passes, I think, where he got his hands on him, and a couple of those where he absolutely changed the way that play ended. So a nice job from him. That's good to see. Dalton Dixon was held quiet. Obviously, we were rooting for a touchdown there, especially in that last where they end up throwing the TD. But it doesn't go to Dixon, unfortunately. But PA does get a win, and I think they feel good about it. New York. Yeah, I think you point to, like you said, a couple of mistakes, unfortunately, that weren't on the field. They did have a glaring hole and one big problem in their actual gameplay, and that was the pass. But I think a lot of that is a lot of those where they were really like obviously not good passes. Those were long passes because they were waiting until third, fourth down because they relied so heavily on the run. If you throw a couple of short passes, I don't know, maybe that looks a lot better. Maybe they get into a rhythm a little bit. Who knows? It could have gone either way. But it was a fun, entertaining game here from Parkway Field, the 49th iteration of the Big 30 game. As we said, it was a scoreless tie through the first quarter, about 7.5 minutes left in the first half. PA strikes first. It was Noah Lent, quarterback, where he scrambled. A long scramble and dove, but came up just shy of the goal line. And then two plays later, he ends up getting his number called again. Quarterback sneak, finds the touchdown that way, kicks his own extra point in, and it's 7-0 PA. Lent, again, would score, this time on a pass. He throws it to his guy, Alex Ogden, both from Smethport. And Ogden receives the touchdown. Lent kicks the extra point, and we're up 14-0. For Pennsylvania. That's where we go into halftime. We come back and New York absolutely marches downfield. They get the first possession of the game
and they take 12, 14 plays, all runs, all positive yardage, and they just keep breaking off pieces until finally Jameson Pittman of Olean gets a 5-yard touchdown run. Extra point is good. They cut it to 14-7. It sits there for a little bit, and then Cameron Marciniak, who's, it seemed like he was kind of he was like a dog in a cage for a while there. Like he was watching some of the guys go.
Yeah.
And he hadn't been able to go yet, and you can see it, right? And then he finally got it where he got to the sideline, basically, and turned it upfield. Yep. He ends up going like 53 yards for a touchdown on a little bubble screen. And as soon as he got that ball, he was, this might be the one, you know? Yep. So he just went and found the end zone there. That was a really fun play. They missed that extra point. It actually turns into a 20-7 game. Later on, we have the next one is the first Coudre score. He finds a 1-yard touchdown to Saubert. Saubert was the receiver.
Yep,
and that's a 1-yard touchdown throw. A 26-yard touchdown throw to Saubert. That's going to make it 27-13. And then New York rather gets the fumble recovery from Joshua Bush. He picks up the fumble, takes it about 40 yards to the house. And you think New York has a little bit of life here. They're down by 14. They win the onside kick. They get the onside kick back without taking any time off the clock. And then they just they can't get that passing game down. So that's where it ends. And that's a scoring breakdown of the Big 30. Again, as we said, it was a really good game. Both defenses really poured it on. It was just PA seemed to be a more complete team. But before we get out of here, we have a lot of sponsors to thank. Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, Shemita Floor Covering, Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, the Model T Inn, Jimco Sales & Service, Jen McMillan State Farm, Hull Electric, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Thacker Development, Gerg Insurance and Financial, and Fitzer Ford, both in St. Mary's, Mentir Contracting and Allegheny Eye Care and Kane, The Beauty Lounge, Hayden Auto Detail, Wallace Engineering, Roadrunner Novelties, Hometown Lawn Maintenance, Otten McHenry Pharmacy, Copy Connection, Just a Vet Selling Cars, Fox's Pizza Den and Eldred, Laird Rentals, Zito Media, Adam Services, Styles by Skurve, Perfect Brew Coffee House and Eatery in Cuba, Arby's, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Beacon Light, Between Four Walls, Bayline Insurance, Charlie Cycle Sales and Service, Kessel Construction, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Burns and Burns Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, ABC Grow With Me, Lakeview Healthcare, Vogue LLC, Dresser NGS Employees, Foster Township Police Department, Rhodes Home Improvement, The Paper Factory, our friends in Cameron County, including Graham Electrical, Superior Technologies, Slater Stump Grinding, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce, Charlie's, Emporium Metal Technologies, Emporium Hardwoods, Red Horse Grill, Pines Acres Country Club, and our area youth football organizations, including the Bradford Raptors, Countersport Youth Football, Warren Youth Football, Warren County Youth Football, and the Smithport Little Hubs. Thank you to all of our sponsors on helping bring us the Big 30 football game to WESB Sports. I'm glad we get our first taste. Yes. Of football action this year. You can join us all Owls football season long starting Friday the 26th. We will be broadcasting live from Punxsutawney as the Owls open their season down there. The following weekend will be the home opener. So we get a couple weeks to prepare for that. Again, Pennsylvania wins tonight over the New York All-Stars. Final score of 27-13. For Cameron Snodgrass and our producing engineer, Andy Paulson, I am Jimmy Keltz. ESPN Sports special presentation. This has been the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic.